participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rum.
Eat my bone, dickweed. Go F yourself, douchebag.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be? And right here, right now.
Ah, here they come.
Ready?
Yeah.
My friends. No, not that. I thought you were talking to us. I thought you were talking to us.
The guys with the brown shirt.
That's how we get you. True story. He was a neo-Nazi. A true enemy. Himself.
I'm going to feel
like faith. All the men of hate. And the soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, buddy.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. They Rock Tim and all the ships at sea. All they want is for Tom Cruise to mow their lawn and bring them lemonade. I'm Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show on a new episode. Last episode before vacation.
Friday,
March 15.
Right.
And here's the phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York on WNEW, 877-692-1027.
All right.
There he is to my left and to your right.
Wearing the double-layered look today.
Yes.
There's our man, Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
She's beautiful.
Thank you.
Hi, Buzz.
Please call me M'lady.
You know, how am I going to be spending the vacation? We got some vacation time coming up.
I know you're looking forward to it.
Well, I'm thinking about killing my wife.
Really?
Yeah. And beyond that, you know, maybe catching some rings.
Not me.
Bless her heart. She really knows when to hit me.
Bless all the children.
She really knows when to hit me in the nuts.
Well, you know, it's funny. I could commiserate, but there's work to be done for me.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's something in the air, if it's something hormonal, something.
Well, you know, we're
biological.
I know that here on the East Coast, we're experiencing one of the worst droughts we've ever had.
Yes, we are. I don't think that has anything to do with.
Here's a drought.
What's going on?
It's all drought.
Different today. Kind of
drought. It's all about drought.
I mean, man, oh man, goddamn
drought.
You know, you just you're floating along, and you're thinking, wow, you know. Things are good now. These, you know, these are certainly not, and no offense, these are, we're not having Omera problems.
Yes.
We're just having regular, you know, regular run-of-the-mill.
The kind of problems everybody has.
The usual.
Yeah, the usual.
Right.
You know, the usual, like when out of the blue your wife says,
we have nothing in common.
Oh, no.
You know,
I'm going
through that one again. Yeah.
Rob, don't do that.
What, Rob, no.
Don't encourage that behavior.
Rob, I will never raise my fist in anger to my wife.
Do not kill her.
I won't kill
Understand.
Her. I won't kill
her.
Rob, you're a very hateful man.
Today I start being kind.
You know, today's just one of those days that you wake up and you think, like yesterday, you think it's the same deal.
Yeah,
that everything is fine, and then out of the blue, I get this, and this happens every once in a while. Mm-hmm. This is nothing new with Frieda. The whole 20 years we've been married,
I've heard of this before.
It is we got nothing in common.
That happens. You've discussed that before,
and I say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, baby. I love you.
Of course.
I mean that's my response, and then you know what I got again today was saying, make a list. And I've been through this goddamn exercise with her before.
Right, make a list of things that you have in common.
Now make a list of things.
Yes.
That I like to do.
Okay.
Because apparently,
last time we did this exercise, I was better filling out your list than you were.
Because apparently, here's what she's upset with. That recently I said to her when she was saying that our son's growing up and that Bart had done a lot of stuff with her that I didn't particularly like to do.
Right.
And I said, in a moment of what I thought was a heartfelt tenderness. Really, I'm not bull-assing you
of course,
about that.
Right.
I said, listen, don't be down about it. I'll be your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you want to go to an effing Broadway show? I'll take you to you want to go to and I believe the fact that I said effing.
That might have put a damper on it.
Somehow, it was just my way of speaking.
Emphasize.
But I said, you want to go to an art gallery? I'll go to an art gallery. And today what I got was no. I don't want you to do something that you don't want to do.
Right.
And here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ABCs of me. Like me or don't like me. And I'm speaking to my wife now. Not
I didn't know whether you were speaking to yourself or not.
Not to the rest of you guys listening.
Right.
To the 6 million of the rest of you listening. Like me or don't like me, and I know you do love me. You
really like me.
You got to admit, honey, you got to admit, I've not changed in 20 years.
Right.
It's the same package you got 20 years ago.
It's consistency.
Right?
Yeah.
If I might not be. I ain't no Buzz Burbank, okay?
Right.
I mean, I don't take you out and go to the gardening shop with you and go in the backyard and spend time pruning flowers or whatever the Burbanks do.
As we know, that's how Buzz spends most of his weekends.
Hiking. Hiking.
Gardening.
Gardening big, tall plants in their backyard.
It's how we share our pain with you, Buzz. We simply emasculate you. That's how we deal with it.
Please feel free.
Thank you. Thank
but,
you so much.
You know, for Christ's sake, I'm there. I'm devoted to you. I love you with my whole heart. I'm a good earner.
I'm a good earner.
Yeah.
I work hard.
You work very hard.
You got a good life. We love each other. I don't know why this crap has to rear its head every once in a while, because, again, it comes back to television. And again, it comes back to... You like watching television. Well, you like watching television too, but you don't like watching the television shows that I like watching.
Let me give you some advice.
Yes.
Oh.
No, I don't want advice from you. You're the last guy I want advice from.
I suppose I'm not qualified. I said, let me give you some advice, and then there was nothing else there.
Just quiet.
I didn't know.
I didn't know what to say. You know, she just knows how to play me.
Yeah.
She just knows how to play me. Perfectly. That as
may I offer a hypothetical?
Yes.
Yeah, occasionally we share this in common that when we are about to proceed with this little endeavor that we do each and every day, it would be my opinion that the very worst time to get involved in any type of serious discussion of any kind relating to, and I'm speaking about someone else, you know, anybody else would be, say you had your job and you had an intense period of time every day with your job, the worst time to choose to go into any detail of any serious discussion would probably be in that little window immediately prior to when we come in here. We occasionally would refer to it as the pregame.
Yeah, well, now, but see, again, now, this is when she plays me like a piano. Because what she does is, we have our discussion,
right?
And then the discussion ends abruptly, and and then she doesn't pick up the telephone.
I forgot the playing the piano sound effect too, which is okay.
So she doesn't pick up the phone. Right? So I'm like a madman calling every 5 seconds. She's not picking up the phone. Finally, you know, 15 minutes before the show, that's when she picks up the phone.
Ah.
And that's when we have...
Yeah, that's when you go to... I like to call it the final sprint. Not that I've been there.
No. And listen, this is a... You want to know what Fried and I have in common? We have in common that about every year and a half, we go through this same ritual.
Yes. Yes, indeed you do.
About every year and a half, we go through this exact same thing. And it's just... It's a bitch. That's all.
It can be a little... distracting when you're dealing with situations like this. And speaking of that, I just wanted to get this out of the way that I would like to sincerely apologize to a person on Route 66 today who I don't believe I will ever see again. I didn't get a license, but I will tell you that I came very, very close to accidentally on the major highway taking off this person's side view mirror, and it was really, and I must say, it is completely my fault. As I was looking at my cell phone and dialing a number very carefully, really sort of lost in my cell phone, and I found myself halfway into the lane on the right side of me, where there was what appeared to be a woman of Asian extraction in a smaller vehicle.
You can't trust them, Mike. I just want to say right now, you're not at fault.
Right.
Your Honor,
yeah.
I say, Robin, am I not right? Round eyes wins every time.
I was driving a rather large behemoth of a pickup truck, and this individual was in what appeared to be a Honda Accord.
Wow, did she issue an apology?
No.
I mean, for 1941.
No apology was given.
Well, I say
you hateful hump.
It all comes out in the wash then.
I will tell you, it was very, I know that this person was very afeared. I simply wanted to issue a formal apology. I doubt this individual listens to this program, but I got a little of that. There seemed to be some sort of dialogue through the closed window. After I returned to my lane that was indicating that she was not pleased with my behavior.
Watch out for a sneak retaliation.
You know, it's this... I got this little... Thank you, ma'am. I have this LED, is that what they call it? The,
right.
the crystal display. I've got one of these big phones that has the... And it's hard to see... In direct sunlight.
Yes,
so I was squinting and staring and had the thing, and then I looked up after completing my dialing and realized that I have very nearly killed this person.
Oh,
so I want to say I'm very, very sorry, and I will not admit to that in a court of law incidentally.
Hello.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Family attorney here.
Can I just say something to you?
Please do.
F you!
Yeah. What do you want?
F you!
Come on, what do you want?
Now, Mike, you're going to need some help yourself here.
F you! Come on, F you! I got plenty of you guys. So I got you guys crawling up my butt.
You may want to make room for one more.
Oh, God.
Why, what?
Don, you've got to get your thoughts together and get in motion. The signals are clear. Been clear for some while.
Listen to this guy.
Please listen.
Listen to this guy.
Is this the guy going to? What are you going to tell me? My marriage is on the rocks.
Well, I hear this quite frequently, and the patterns are consistent.
Have you? How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh God! Since you had cards, membership cards for full-time listeners.
So you must be like a 7 or 8 year listener.
Oh, off and on, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you've heard roughly, you know, the same thing for 7 or 8 years.
Absolutely.
And you notice, well, you can't see this, but the ring that I'm wearing is a custom-made ring that has two X's indicating 20 years of service.
20 years of service.
This is the ring on the finger.
It's Don's service ring.
The ring on the finger. Yes. The ring on the finger, not on the nose. Yes.
Right.
Trust me. I have these ongoing battles with my wife. The last thing I need is to talk to a douchebag, white trash, wannabe Matlock like you. No matter what.
Why the hostility?
Why the hostility? Because I believe your call is directed towards me, indicating that somehow my marriage is in trouble just because I'm on the air saying that my wife is a crazy bitch.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
There's a whole lot of other indications over the years of the type of relation you have. It's the antagonistic, the put up with style rather than the I'm delighted to be together stuff.
Really? And you discern all of that from how? from listening to...
Hearing a lot of her comments toward you, a lot of comments from you.
I have heard people, sir, say, and this is just something that I've overheard people say, that individuals in your line of work prey upon people in their time of need, vulture-like.
And I would say to you, you should also know that as a part of the show, my wife will occasionally, as I will occasionally, as I perhaps am today even, as I again pull back the curtain for the impaired among us, Matlock, that perhaps we play things up a bit for the radio.
What?
Well, but, you know, that may be all well and good, but the facts are there. And
the facts are there.
My reaching out to you is to save you the heartache and pain.
Don't you have a billable hour to charge somebody, for Christ's sake? Get You're probably doing it right now.
Hold on, you douchebag. Let me see.
He's reaching out to you, Don.
If my wife will take my call, I will get her on the phone with you low-level, seersucker suit-wearing, Andy Griffith, crippled, Matlock, son of a bitch.
But when people need help,
I don't need your help.
People need help. You douche. You need help putting your kids through college is what you need help doing. It's
people that are married.
You need help putting a boat in the water. You need help putting a deck on your
sweetie.
House.
Yeah. Baby.
Yes?
I was discussing on the air the standard argument, every once in a while we go through this.
I know, that's why I wasn't listening, because I find that one-sided rehash to be extremely taxing.
Okay.
So I've got the nice tunes on, just having a nice morning.
All right, well, I got some douchebag attorney here on the phone.
What? Are you drawing up paper, Sugar Bear?
No.
Can you have Xerox, Mike? I'll pay the same deal that Laura's getting.
Do you all hear the attitude that I'm already hearing?
I'd like to point out something right now, that this individual will not be helpful in this situation.
He's making trouble.
This man on the phone will not. It is not in his best interest to create a harmonious environment.
Honey,
that's what a friend of mine told me.
Honey, here I am. I'm calling you to discount the fact that what I've said is in actuality truth.
Well,
yes.
I haven't heard what you've said. So how can I?
I said that we had the same thing again about the list.
I heard you say you love her more than anything. I heard you say that.
Yes,
and
that,
well, not enough to form a marriage.
Listen to this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
Love is not
you.
Enough to form a.
You,
it?
I wish you were here, sir.
Love is not enough to form a marriage. Uh-huh. Kiss my ass. How long have you been married?
Oh, oddly enough, for 18 years.
Oddly enough, we got you beat by two.
Is that 18 years? Is that all three marriages combined?
My first 10, second was 18.
So the first was 10 and the second was 18.
That's correct.
As a rule, you shouldn't be allowed to add them up, sir.
Right.
Sir Dick.
Well, the experience is the goal. What we're looking for is experience.
I find you rather trying.
Listen, Matlock, again, I'm doing a radio show.
I understand, but I...
No, you don't.
He doesn't.
No, you don't. You don't understand I'm doing a radio show.
If we can help you prior to this really getting...
We. Who's the we? Who's,
now, wait just a second, we. Are you a family attorney or a counselor? What are you?
I consult with counselors quite often.
Yeah, I bet you do.
We, that was a royal we had there.
Didn't answer the question.
You we are our right? staff here. But
you
we
are low.
You
know,
it would be good
staff.
To consult with counselors. I bet that you get a good mailing list that way.
Right.
Hey, touche to Frida.
There you go. There's my sweetie.
That's right.
There's my girl.
All right, sir. Well, you battle it out.
Hold on just a second. You bottom feeder. Why don't you go, hey, listen. Oops, you hear that? That was an ambulance that just drove by the station.
Should you
be out running after that?
We've got somebody on it.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Go crawl under your rock.
You know, attorney counseling, helping, lawyering is all it's proper to have revenue. It's proper to make it.
Oh, please.
My rule of thumb, never go to anyone who uses the word lawyering.
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 Danny, gotta get some good lawyering done.
I wouldn't know about any of this.
Goodbye, DA. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, my darling.
Hi, baby.
Okay, what's up?
Nothing.
All right.
I only called because that guy called, because I was just...
I didn't hear that guy call, so that doesn't explain anything to me.
I was doing what I do. I just...
What can I do to serve you at this moment?
can she not play me?
Yeah, you're just
like a piano.
You're a distraught, upset man.
All right, I've got an agenda of things to do. caller today. I'd like to help if you let me know, and then I'll be on my way.
Okay. You know, all you need is the reassuring pat on the head. You know.
Yeah, I'll pat you upside the head.
Oh, now, come on. Really. And for goodness sakes, where did this thing come from today? This whole thing.
I woke up. You exhaust me. You exhaust me. You exhausted me prior to the show. If you wanted to have this discussion on the show, don't wear me out prior to the show.
Well, I wouldn't have exhausted.
Save it up. I tell you what. Let's not chat about on the weekend and then, you know, during the week.
We're on vacation next week.
Oh, we'll have a lot to talk about. A week from Monday, then. Tune in.
We're off till Thursday.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. All right, tune in. Hey, you know what? That's a good tease. It's like, who shot JR? See if we're still married a week from
now. Oh, no. Now, listen. You know what? Now you're cold.
I can't handle this.
Now you're
cold. I can't handle this.
Don't do this to mine.
I cannot handle this.
You know, now you are being cold.
Think of the cume. Think of the listenership on a week.
No, listen.
It ain't going to work if both of us are in this situation.
Honey, listen. Really. Come on. You can't.
You know, I didn't want to tell you this, but now that Mike's available...
Oh, my God. Oh, right. No.
Honey, please.
Now that Mike's on the market, I've just been biding my time.
Oh, now you're toying with me cruelly. Now you're cruelly toying with me.
You've expressed many times. Frying pan into the fire.
See, I knew that was coming. Don't toy with me. I've had a bad day myself,
right.
Frida.
Come on,
no, you're both too good to lose either one of you. I'd be nuts to let you.
And what's the last thing I said to you? Of course, I love you.
All righty.
I love you more than anything.
All right, thanks for the update. All right.
Now, listen, hold on. Come on.
What?
Come on.
He desperately needs the Quan.
I love you, my darling.
You gotta throw some love
all right.
away. You
gotta goodbye, sweetie.
Away. Goodbye, honey. Goodbye.
I love you, my darling. There it is.
There you go.
Well, you know, she answered the phone. That's a good thing.
That's a good sign.
That is a very good sign. Man. Oh, God.
Okay.
Life
so that
is just a bowl of cherries.
That's how the day started for me.
Wow, sorry.
I'm sure, you know, listen, it's got nowhere to go but up.
Yes, Mike Friedman, I am smoking in the studio today. Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow. Take it out of my hand. Pry it from my fingers.
There you go. If you can pry this cigarette from my kung fu grip,
then you can. We are done with the smoking in the studio conversation. Bitch! Take the sticks out of your head. Bitch! Oh, hello.
That lady
in Meet the Parents, man. I hope she's in another movie soon.
Your parents named you Gay Fokker?
Gaylord Fokker.
Your parents named you Gay Fokker?
Greg's a nurse. Thanks, Jack.
There we go.
What kind of car is that? That's a rental, a Ford Taurus. Nice.
How's your portfolio, Greg? I would say strong to quite strong, or something like that.
That's nice. The color. The color's green. Yeah, the rental guy picked it out for me. Yeah, you know... Well, that's too bad. Green is a sign of genius.
But you didn't pick that color, did you, Greg? You know, somehow that movie just
great movie.
Seems to apply to a lot of circumstances.
And I know that new De Niro movie is going to suck ass.
Getting bad reviews already.
It's going to suck ass, the one with Eddie Murphy. It's going to be awful.
It's too bad, but I hope he still tries comedy.
It's going to be awful.
He's a very funny man.
That was part of our discussion today. My wife and myself.
He is a very, very funny man.
He with a cigarette.
He's very funny.
That was actually a precursor to the argument. When it was, what would you like to do this weekend? And I said, Hey, I got it. Mm-hmm. Right here. Robert De Niro movie.
Yeah, oh, now we're getting to brass tacks here.
She holds up the newspaper and she goes, you see what this says? It says stink bomb.
Yeah.
Stink bomb. I said, I know it's a bad movie.
Right.
But I'll go to see any movie that De Niro's in. You know, I've forgiven him for hosting that 9/11 special, that awful special that I thought
I'm glad you've come back around.
In very poor taste.
I think that's a good thing.
You know, that was exploitative on Sunday night. I've forgiven him for that.
I think that's very healthy.
Which is, I've forgiven him for many of the bad movies that he's made over the years, and I've not missed one Robert De Niro movie.
He is a hard-working actor.
So I think now that I think about it, that was really the catalyst, because that got us going on the, well... What about a movie that I would like to see?
Mm-hmm.
I said,
Well,
Gosford Park?
It was mentioned. Uh-huh. It was mentioned along with the in the bedroom.
Ah, in the bedroom.
With Sissy Spacek.
Yes, a lovely lady. And, maybe a nude. Did Mr. Skin say whether there was a nude scene in that?
And I'm holding out for the Robert De Niro movie.
You know, in Sissy Spacek, I understand when she takes her top off, she actually looks like Conan O'Brien.
And it was at that point that the discussion started about how... you know, really, that we do stuff that I like to do.
Yeah.
That we should do. And then I said, well, no, I said that I would do stuff we should. You said you would take me to an effing show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I didn't mean it like that.
I can really narrow it down to one clear factor, the reason all this is going on.
Right.
It's not football season.
Well, that's true. That was pointed out to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not in so many words, but what was pointed out to me was that I go to football games with you.
Mm-hmm.
That was thrown out at me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, that she does. She does. I love having her with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do.
Don, didn't you go to an art museum with Frida recently? Or?
I did, Buzz, and I offered to again, but the answer to that is that I really, really don't like art, that I'm just doing it.
Well, that can't be helped.
Just to make her happy.
Yeah.
That I should just do with her the things I like to do. Unfortunately, the things that I like to do are quite limited. They involve... sitting outside and reading,
mm-hmm.
sitting inside and watching television,
right.
Going to a mall, going to a movie, perhaps...
Going out to dinner?
Yes, going out to dinner.
Sure.
But mainly sitting in seclusion, watching hour after hour of... bad, bad satellite television.
And this is wrong because...
And of course, I enjoy having sex with her.
Of course. Right.
That was number one on my list.
No, I don't see anything wrong with any of this.
and then we got into, you know, do you want to see the Robert De Niro movie? Well, yes, I want to see the Robert De Niro. Why? Because it's De Niro. Well, why? The movie stinks. Well, I want to see it. And then I think... Now that I'm thinking about, maybe I even started it, because then I said, well, you know what? Fine. I'll go by myself.
I've done that.
I'll go by myself, which maybe, you know, got us going down that path. Yeah. And, Rob, your name came up.
Oh, good.
Well, your name came up at one point. So why don't you call your buddy Rob?
Hey, I've said that to you many times. I said that to you in many of our discussions, too.
Why did you call your buddy Rob?
Why don't you have Rob come along?
Because last night...
Did she say that or did you?
No, she did.
Oh, okay.
She did, because last night, during the... I don't know why this rubbed her the wrong way. During the Rosie show...
When we had a little hate... we convened on hate.
Yeah.
About 9:35, you called.
Yeah, and then Rob
had a hate with him actually when he's out of the studios.
Oh yeah, well it's hard to keep the fire burning. So we're out of here 20 hours.
So I call Rob and I got his machine and just left him a message saying, "Why are you watching this, Jesus Christ?"
Right.
And then he called me back and then she came in and she's like, "Who have you been on the phone with for 15 minutes?" Rob. What are you
talking about, Rosie?
What are you talking about, Rob? What was Rob about? I go. Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
And then that, I guess maybe in her mind, you know, I could have been talking to her about Rosie O'Donnell instead of on the phone talking to her. So, Rob, do you want to go to the movies?
You know what? I can't this weekend, I don't think.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Saturday afternoon.
Mrs.
Spiewak has a rather full afternoon plan.
Oh,
I'm
dear.
Sorry. You know what? Let me answer it. I'd love to, but.
But, okay.
Yeah.
I'd love to, but, dot, dot, but. Dot.
Okay. Oh, I could bring Julia.
God.
I could probably come Friday, Saturday if I brought Julia, but...
Nah, I don't want to bring a baby to the movies.
Yeah.
Mrs. Spiewak's taking a manicure on Saturday.
Ah, taking a manicure.
You're Mr. Mom tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
Gotcha.
About that. I would love to join you. Maybe next time.
Sorry to muddy up the beginning of the show.
Well, I know many people like myself find it absolutely fascinating. I do.
And helpful. Right?
And, helpful to me. Helpful to me.
Yeah, no. Why is it helpful to you?
I don't know. Just making my pile of S feel better, I guess. the pile of S that is my life.
Yeah.
My current woes. Taking this opportunity to say hi to my attorney, Doug. Hi, Doug.
You're doing okay.
How are you?
And I know this. I know that I know. I'm going to say something now. Mike is too modest to say this. But I want to say something about the attorney, Mike's attorney, Doug.
Yes, who we both know him for many years.
A good friend of ours.
Yes.
I'd like to say that, Doug, I know Mike is too nice, too humble to say this to you, but he wants to say, with all the work that you've done for him recently, he really appreciates the discount, the generous discount you've thrown his way based on the fact that you have nearly 20 years of friendship with him.
That's great.
Mike really appreciates the
fact
that... Thanks
for taking that big lump off the top.
For simply 1 month's work that
appreciate
you...
Appreciate that.
You,
really
in
do.
Essence, what you said was you don't like... Don't worry about it.
Here you go, pal. You know, a lot of people can't put a price on friendship.
This is true. Absolutely. I feel so loved. I feel so truly loved, you know? Hey, if you're looking for love there, you got problems.
Yeah,
and
right.
You know what? I got problems.
Okay.
Because I was looking for love there.
Yeah.
I was looking for a little Quan.
You were looking for love from the lawyer?
Yeah, I was looking for in that particular arena that we were discussing, you know?
Right.
A little something off the top. Not the case.
No.
Not the case by a long shot.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. No problema. I can handle it.
Well, I make you the same offer I made you last weekend.
You know, really, at that point, it became a little transition. Getting along a hell of a lot better with my wife than my attorney.
Interesting.
There you go. Fun, fun, fun.
Now you make me feel bad.
I don't think he'd be hearing this. He'd probably be at his vacation home.
Hello?
Sweetie.
Yes.
How about we do something with Mike this weekend?
Oh.
No, really. I'm serious.
But Mike, you want to play golf?
I gotta do my kid's auction this weekend.
I'm
there you go. Well, Mike's busy.
All right. I'm here recounting what's happened that I'm realizing that, you know, in relation. It's not like we're talking about Doug.
And I know that your wife was,
Doug the attorney.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was just giving him a big thank you for showing me the love.
Because, you know, Doug... And you know what a good friend he has been to both Mike and me.
He's probably doing watercolors right now in the Omera wing of his chateau.
Well, why don't you be a good buddy to Mike and help him out at the auction? Be his pal. Be his friend this week. Why don't you do stuff with him? There might be something on TV that you both enjoy.
Oh, well, it's just crazy in here.
Gee, why are you being such a ball buster with me? Come on.
Why are you calling me?
He loves you.
Because I love you.
You know, you are a needy, needy person and looking for reassurance. And I told you I love you.
On both.
Well, then get it from, you know, your buds there.
But I'm not married to my buds.
Well, I told you I love you. I have your name tattooed on my butt. What else can I do?
You got it. All right, well, listen, I was seriously for a moment just thinking it might be fun. If we did, last weekend we invited Mike to come to dinner with us.
I appreciate that.
But we went out with Robin and Bill.
Even see if Mike's available first before you call me.
I would say, really, that I'm in a space right now where I'm very comfortable being alone. I'm very, very comfortable with that. And
that's important.
I am finding solace with...
I'd like to be in that
My
space.
Friend John and I are finding, a lot of time to spend. I spend a lot of time with my friend John, and
John
listens to me, doesn't talk back all
Who
the time.
Is John?
John Jameson.
You know, if I had caller ID, I'd be in that space where I'm comfortable being alone, too, but I don't.
Oh, what? Because you wouldn't take the call from me today?
I don't really have a lot to chat about right now. We chatted for, and that's, put it nicely, we chatted for quite some time before you went on the air today.
How about a little something on the piano?
No, I'm doing a little housework, listening to some tunes, trying to keep the positive energy flowing around here.
All right, sweetie.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Love you.
Too late. That's silence. Those fingers. What is he doing? What is the hate monger doing? Rob is flying around his studio like a whirling dervish.
I don't know. Who is this for? Is this for me or for Mike?
You can flip a coin today.
Okay, goddamn it.
I hate this song. I can tell you I hate this song.
Making love was just fun.
I hate this song.
Crazy.
Those days are gone.
Can't help it.
You hate this.
A and Nutty Broad gets me worked up. Man, she can pull my string.
Hey, I'm there for you though.
Hey, you remember those? Remember those dolls you used to have? The talking dolls.
Daddy Kathy.
You pull the string on the back of it and go like, "Hey, eat one."
Like Woody in Toy Story.
Right. You would pull the string and. Yeah, with like the Rudy Marsky doll we have, you pull on the string and.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
That's what I am with Frida.
Oh, I hate this part.
She just pulls on my string.
Hey, Mike, you're really coming along.
Thank you.
Looking right at the doll right now.
Thank you. So you can do that with me.
Yeah, I can.
That's the power she has over me.
Say what you will about our little shindig every day on this show. It's real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, thanks. Just let me get that out.
Yeah. Good.
I always feel better.
It's important.
Don't have to point at the clock, boy.
Boy, there's his buddy.
Boy. Way. I see that, Rob. Rob's just being helpful.
Trying.
Because he knows that now, we run over now, we're going to run late later.
That's right.
Do we do have the Rosie Show? Oh, of course. Why am I asking? I know we were on the phone last night while it was on.
I did not watch Rosie last night.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Let me just very briefly and we'll have an update for you on the monkey, incidentally. The monkey is getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
In the NCAA pick.
Lots of upsets, that's why. The monkey was actually picking a lot of favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the monkey is getting his ass kicked in the NCAA playoffs. The deal is, Rosie O'Donnell, from what I can understand,
O'Donnell.
She's a fag, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
Nothing wrong with that. She likes feasting on the yeast.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what gets me, and you're going to hear this in this interview that they did last night on Primetime with Diane Sawyer. And did we did cut out the Diane Sawyer parts, right?
Oh, yeah, it's just the Rosie parts.
Because the Diane Sawyer parts are just...
You feel that there's a way.
Yeah, they're just absolutely just, you know, just sucking on her big, you know, Michelin man ass. Here's the deal. Rosie O'Donnell, very brave. That everybody's saying she's very brave for coming out and announcing the fact that she's gay.
Right.
Can I just point out that Rosie O'Donnell is very bravely announcing this while she has 4 weeks left on the air?
Yes.
That if she was truly very brave,
mm-hmm.
she would have announced this, if not the day her show signed on, because we really wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
But when she started being photographed with the gal who is her gal pal.
Right.
And the spin that she put on this last night was, I wanted to wait until I was in a real committed relationship.
Yeah, if you want to talk about courage, a courageous move, you would have to give the nod to Ellen DeGeneres, who actually came out on her show, during her show, and unfortunately took the heat. Mm-hmm. And some have said that because of her coming out, that may have resulted in the show's declining ratings. But she was right there in the middle of it, in the middle of her success doing this. And I think that takes more courage.
And Rosie O'Donnell is there. She's of course she's soaking all of this up, like how brave she is. Meanwhile, she has pocketed over the last 6 years that her show has been on approximately $200 million.
Oh,
approximately $200 million.
Wow.
From her show being on the air. So now she's very brave. She's very brave to announce that she's gay. And I was wondering, now that this was on, What the show would be like today, the Rosie O'Donnell show today. Well, today, there's a guest host.
Ah.
So
she's not dealing with it, not that she would have to deal with it anyway.
No, but she would at least address the topic on the show. It's the Caroline Ray show today.
Interesting.
Is Caroline Ray gay? Ray gay?
That's funny. I don't think so. Caroline Ray's got some gigantic teats, though.
Well, Rob and I saw her backstage at Hollywood Squares when we were out in Los Angeles one time, and it just looked like she was very close to Whoopi.
And then the other thing that that Rosie O'Donnell brings up is the whole Tom Cruise thing,
right,
where she says she's taking heat from the gay community. Okay. because you know, they say that who didn't think that? I mean, first off, it's not a secret, Rosie.
Okay,
we knew this about you.
Yeah, everybody knew Rosie was gay. I mean, for years and years and years.
I knew it when I saw you in the movie with Richard Dreyfuss.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
In the, what was the follow-up?
Another Stakeout.
I knew it then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I didn't hold it against you.
Right.
I liked your show when it first came on. It was new.
She was very good. What I thought, what I didn't like about Rosie had nothing to do with her being gay, and it wouldn't have anything to do with her being gay. It's that she got all full of herself, like, after 6 months of the show. Mm-hmm. When the show got hot, she turned into this, like, queen diva with all her little agendas, and the show lost its entertainment value for me.
So, part of the show when she signed on, this whole deal was, oh, Tom Cruise is my guy, and I love Tom Cruise, and she actually, I remember one day I was watching the show, she had a Tom Cruise doll and a Rosie doll, and she had the dolls intertwined as if they were having intercourse. And she would say stuff when Tom Cruise would come on the show like, oh, we got to get rid of that Nicole. You know, we got to get rid of her. You know, keeping the facade alive that she was, in fact, infatuated.
Not for Tom. Right.
Well, now you're going to hear on the tape where she says no.
Right.
That she firmly said to her viewing audience, and I never remember hearing this, that she never had a sexual thought about Tom.
Right.
That she simply thinks that he's a beautiful man and that she would like him to cut her grass. Now, I don't know if she's speaking about her pubes.
Well, that probably could be done with some gardening equipment.
Cut her grass and drink lemonade.
Yeah.
That's all she really meant about Tom Cruise.
Lemonade. Oh, come on. I mean, everybody knows what she was doing.
But right. What she was doing was, because she is a firm muncher, what she was doing was so that all of the housefrous in Midwest America who can't deal with someone being gay,
right,
she would come on and hide, you know, the fact that she, I love Tom Cruise. Oh, my Tommy, can you hear me? So the women at home in Des Moines, Iowa would not turn the show off.
Exactly.
Because they would realize they were watching a lesbian, because, of course, lesbians aren't allowed in Des Moines, Iowa.
And many members of the gay community and members of the straight community, I kind of, you know, take issue with that, because it really wasn't an honest bit. You know, I mean, it was kind of her pretending that she was heterosexual. Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of, it's just disingenuous.
So now that she's coming out, and of course, she's been outed already.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really news, but she's coming on with the news that she's out. And very brave. But they keep forgetting to mention the fact she's got 4 weeks left on her TV show.
Right.
She's got 4 weeks left. Please, who are you being brave to?
If you really want to look at Rosie O'Donnell and the bravery issue and all of this, why don't we really examine Rosie O'Donnell and how about all those stories about how many producers she went through?
Yeah.
And how many people were fired on her show that she summarily dismissed? I mean, that's what I heard. I read those stories for years and years and years that she was just an unimaginable person to work for.
Oh, you got
to
hear the tapes. You got to hear it. Because the more I watched it, the more I got mad.
Sure.
And, you know, I'll give her this, that she has a valid point that I, at least in my opinion, in the state of Florida, gays are not allowed to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think that's an asinine rule. It should be overturned.
Yes, I agree with you.
So that's strictly my opinion. However, she doesn't present it in that way. What she wants is, she wants President Bush, who incidentally only is fighting a war,
right,
and fighting terrorism and doing all this other stuff. She wants President Bush to come to her home to observe her, right, and her lesbian husband raise the children that they've adopted.
Oh, so she's the absolute top of the line for the example, the classic example.
And also, I don't know if we got this on the tape, she goes through a whole big thing about how down in Florida, it was some astounding number. I mean, it made me feel bad. There's like 3,400 foster kids that are waiting to be adopted. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned that many of them are dark or brown skinned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And right after that, they showed a picture of Rosie and her five cherubic white children,
right,
with blonde hair and blue eyes.
She has continuously tried to be holier than thou, and that we always have a problem with anybody that does that on this show. I mean, I hate that.
I'm adopted, and it really screwed me up, but I'm appreciative of the fact that I was adopted. But I think that adopting a child is maybe the most genuine thing you can do. You're taking someone else's kid and you're saying to them, I love you.
Oh, absolutely.
What you don't want to do is get up and champion yourself as a hero and then have the balls to say, but there are all these kids and many of them brown-skinned and black-skinned when you've got yourself five perfect, beautiful whiteies.
Yeah, it's, and there's a lot of that with her, and that's why I've always had a problem with Rosie.
I mean, Christ. And it was on for 2 hours last night.
It was a Rosie Suckfest, is that what it was?
It was Rosie's story.
Oh, God.
Rosie's story.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Then tell the whole story.
So you'll hear it. And you'll hear it with We got the sound effects ready?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Very good.
All right, you'll hear it. Anyway, thanks, everybody. You know, this is why I don't go to therapy, incidentally.
You get it all out of your system on the air. Right,
you know,
here.
I know that Mike has wasted some money on therapy. I don't. Other people have wasted money on therapy. I said, why go to therapy?
Yeah.
You know, get yourself a radio show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's the best way. I feel fantastic now.
You should.
What was it, Tanya? Will you disagree with us that Rosie's brave?
Yeah, and I disagree with you that she's not brave. I think it's brave of anybody to come out anytime at any point in their life.
You have a point. I agree with your point. However, the issues we have with Rosie go beyond just the coming out aspect of it. The issue with Rosie is that, you know, if you followed the career of Rosie O'Donnell, she's got a lot of the holier-than-thou, top-of-the-mountain, preach to us, and I have more of a problem. You know, the gay thing doesn't even matter to me, because everybody knew she was gay anyway, but this whole thing where she preaches this holier-than-thou attitude, and anybody that does that, I have a problem with, because I always think if somebody's doing that, And not really telling it like it is, that there's something behind it, and I don't trust her.
I have an announcement to make.
Yes?
Joe Ardinger is gay.
Joe is gay.
Really?
We're outing Joe right now, and we decided that it would be a good thing to
see him. Now that's courage, because he only has $2 as opposed to $200 million.
There you go.
Listen, okay. You know there's a difference between somebody saying something about you and going on national TV and admitting it.
Honey, listen. It was not, you know when it would have been brave? It would have been brave when she was at the height of her popularity.
Right.
It is not brave when she knows that in 3 weeks she's not going to have to face a public spotlight.
Well, what if she was unknown? Are people who come out who aren't famous, who aren't at the height of their career, are they cowards?
No, absolutely not. I think that anybody, you know, coming out is a difficult thing to do. But, you know, but the issue we have here, when Don is talking about the whole Tom Cruise thing, is that, and the reason the gay community has a problem with Rosie coming out now, is that they feel that she hid her sexuality, and she did so in a very dishonest
and
way.
She didn't do it in that ambiguous way where you don't really know what her sexuality might be. She did it in a way that led you to believe, or at least she would want you to believe, that, wow, here's a girl who's really, I mean, she's got a giant puddle underneath her whenever she sees Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but I'm one of they, and I don't feel that way.
No, some people do, some people don't. I mean, that's why we can agree. But, I mean, I'm just talking about Rosie O'Donnell as the person as well. I think I've read a lot about her, and I don't like anybody in a public forum that preaches to me, whether it be a televangelist.
Oh, you like it when I preach to you,
doctor? Well, you know, your preaching is A-OK.
Charismatic.
But anybody, you know, from a televangelist all the way down to somebody that has a talk show, anybody that takes the holier-than-thou attitude, which Rosie has done, and I agree with a lot of Rosie's politics. I have for a long time, but I will tell you this right now.
Treasures a number of...
I don't like it when people, you know, take the moral high ground and think they're better than I am.
There she is. Don't you believe when you express a moral opinion that you feel that you're taking the high ground?
What's that?
I said, don't you believe that when somebody expresses a strong moral opinion that they're going to feel that they're taking the high ground?
But she waited until she was rich and successful and able to walk away from the public to do that. If you're busting your hump trying to earn a living and you still have to face the world every day, it takes a lot more courage, I would think, to come out than it would for somebody who can now insulate themselves.
And if she accepts this mantle of responsibility for the gay community,
let's see her run with it.
Then really, why don't you run with it? And why don't you do more good? You do a hell of a lot more good staying on the air and really helping out the cause and opening people's minds than you would if you were running away with all your millions and hiding for the rest of your life.
So you're inviting her to continue preaching.
No, absolutely not. Being gay,
Rosie.
Being gay and open and continuing her television show without being preachy is something that would help the gay community.
Well, I think her coming out in the way that she wanted it to do, and I think the rest of it is her business. And she's going to have to live with the repercussions, just as everybody does when they come out.
I think everybody's sexuality is their own business. I agree.
Besides that, the only gay who I know on network television is Kevin James.
Really?
From King of Queens.
Yeah, and he hasn't made a big deal about it.
No,
in fact, he pretends he's a happily married heterosexual male.
He hides it.
Yeah, but again, who's making a big deal about this?
You know what?
One interview.
Let me tell you how we feel.
Honey, one interview. Two hours last night. A very special, you know, Rosie story.
You know, I don't know whether you understand our attitude towards the gay community on this show and towards all issues gay, which we have had for years and years.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that you are in any way being prejudiced against gays.
Well, no, we're not. But if you let me finish, I'll explain to you the way we look at it right now and the way I think most of us on the show look at it. The whole issue of coming out and the whole issue of being gay, I think when people are out and when people are open about their sexuality, there is humor to be found. I mean, we have had more fun with lesbians and homosexual men on this show.
Rosie.
And I wish everybody was out, because then we could have fun.
Rosie, please.
We could have more fun and then people wouldn't make such a goddamn big deal about it. And Rosie's not even allowing me to make my point.
Well, she's got a lot
to
say.
She's filling the studio with noxious gases.
She has an awful lot to say.
Listen,
oh, God.
I mean, we don't give a rat's ass whether somebody's gay or not.
I realize that.
But if somebody's funny...
I think that you should commend anybody who comes out at any point in their life.
We're only going to come out to people we like.
Goodbye.
Right.
Goodbye. What? Oh, here's Joe.
I would just like to say for the record that I'm not a gay man. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I've got distraught callers calling me saying, dude.
Well, Joe, based on that haircut today.
I know. Driving to work, I was like, what the hell happened to my hair?
Absolutely.
You could be an NSYNC today.
Man, oh, man.
Right, you do look gay, Joe. All right, clear the lines out. 877-365-3636. Call 100. Call now, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. To drive safely.
All right, we're on the victory circle. I can't get it. Ah. Here it comes. Hey, shake it, shake it, shake it.
America's favorite helmets, Don and Mike.
All right, here we are. Ready for a call number 100. Let's do this thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes, call 100.
Right. Hi, what's your name?
Phil in New Jersey.
Phil.
Yeah.
Phil, I'll give you a choice here. You want to go to WWF in Philly?
Listen, I'm 66 years old. I'm not into that stuff.
All right. Oh, Phil.
Get him a 66-year-old prize.
There you go, Phil.
Hey, listen, you guys got enough PBA cards or what?
We never have enough PBA cards.
I'm a former cop, Jersey.
Beautiful.
You're the man. God bless you.
I can get you a couple of Port Authority with the Twin Towers on them or whatever.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Phil, you're 66. Enjoy your box of Lucky Charms cereal.
Put a $100 bill in it.
General Mills wishes you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
I'll enjoy it 100 times over.
Let me give you a $50 gift certificate to Bennigan's, okay?
Now that you can use, right?
Hey, oh yeah.
All right, and join Rob and Lisa for their finger sex show at the Bennigan's in Rockville tomorrow night, 10 till midnight, for the Blarney Blast Party.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you for listening, my friend.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Not that guy with hocking a computer yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody ever stop to ask him if he had the hock ticket, the porn ticket?
Yeah, we did ask him if he... Well, we asked him if he had any paperwork on it, and he didn't have an answer for it.
And, of course, the guy has not shown up today.
Right.
Well, I figured that's a gimmick. Yeah, gotcha. You guys picked it. You nailed him.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Hold on a second. There you go. Look at that, a 66-year-old guy. You know what
I like a retired cop to go, you nailed him.
You know, one of your peers calling in.
Right.
That's what we say about the Don and Mike Show. You want to know the demos?
Mm-hmm. Right.
From the womb to the tomb.
That's the way it works on this show, always has.
Before we get to the Rosie O'Donnell stuff, we do have big news. I think it's big news for our listeners in Baltimore who have supported this show. Baltimore was the first city we were syndicated to.
Absolutely.
10 years ago on WJFK AM, which is just a piece of dung radio station.
Right.
It's off. I mean, what can I say? It's AM.
Right.
Yet our listeners in Baltimore, God bless them, they have supported us with great ratings, book in and book out. They've been on tape delay, starting Monday, March 25th.
Baltimore gets the show live.
Yeah, all right. About time. Fantastic.
We, behind the scenes, have been...
Oh, man, I love this. Now we've got it. We finally got what we've always wanted. We've got the East Coast.
We have pushed for this, especially now that we're on in New York and Philly. So now, in essence, you can go up and down the entire East Coast here from Philadelphia, as far as into parts of Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
And hear the show the whole way down, driving down
WNEW, WYSP, WJFK AM, and WJFK FM here in Washington.
And that starts Monday, March 25th. And we want to thank all of the listeners who, incidentally, have been calling the douches who run this radio station in Baltimore and urging them, saying, please, we want to participate. Mm-hmm. We liked it when Baltimore could participate in the show.
That's great. And now I know the long-haul truckers are going to dig it, too.
So, listen, get the word out. Starting a week from Monday, March 25th, the show starts live in Baltimore. No more tape delay.
Very good.
Okay. as soon as you see, what is this, Rob? Rule of thumb. Okay, this is from the mind of Speedway.
Yeah, what did he do now?
Rule of thumb. Well, you know, Rob has always got a theory that Baltimore reminds him of Berlin right after World War II. You know, it always gets back to Hitler with Rob.
It does indeed.
Rule of thumb. As soon as you see the burned out, abandoned buildings, tune to 1300 AM.
And you won't miss a word.
Rob. And you won't miss a word.
Rob, you're so chock full of hate.
That's what I said to him during the break. I said, hey, we're going back on in Baltimore. And he said, oh, you mean Berlin.
No. Post-World War II Berlin.
No. Okay. Before the Rosie O'Donnell thing, somebody out there, I don't know who this is. I don't know who to thank for this. Lisa, is there a thank you to come with the person who sent us this note? We had done some bitching the other day about this site, DonandMikeFans.com.
Yeah, we did.
For whatever reason. And I think we've received emails and faxes from people saying, why, how could you rail on these guys that, you know, after all they've done for you?
Uh-huh. Right.
And part of our spiel in response to that was, well, first, we never asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
Second, for a while we did invite them into the circle as a way to get pictures on the web and stuff. But then once we realized that it was really not so much a fan site devoted to people who like the show as it was maybe almost an anti-fan site.
Yeah, like the guy that runs it maybe having a hidden agenda.
And also the fact that they were running ads and stuff and making dough off it. We're not opposed to that. It's just, you know, we were never approached about any of that. And
right.
And they posted stuff like when Lewis got a DWI, which really had nothing to do with the show because...
Yeah, and you know,
Lewis is not a public figure who's not on this show.
Yeah, and I know that they took a lot of heat when they did that, and I also thought it was just a low-rent, crappy thing to do. I was really mad when I saw that.
So, anyway, and we started putting our pictures of station events up on WNEW, WYSP.com. Right. And anyway, we got a letter from someone, Dear Don, Mike, and others. The guy who runs the site, his name is John Stevens. And someone actually went through and found a listing of all the domain names that were purchased by John Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
He purchased DonandMikeFans.com, DonandMike.com, DonandMike.org, DonandMikeFan.com, DonandMikeFans.com, DonandMikeShow.net, DonandMikeShow.org, DonandMikeStore.com, DonMikeShow.com, DonMikeShow.net, DonMikeShow.org, MikeOmara.com, MikeOmara.org, MikeOmara.net, DennisMurphy.com, TomGavin.com, Mr40.com, Mr40.net, DonAndMikeUncensored.com, HomoJoe.com, HomoJoe.net, HomoJoe.org.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is also part of our bitch with this guy, is that what he's done is he's taken people who are associated with the show, someone like Dennis, and what he's done is he's gotten Dennis a website,
right,
and he makes merchandise for Dennis and sells it, and we've always been in a discussion with Dennis about how much money Dennis is getting out of this
deal. Yeah, what's Dennis getting out of this?
So, the guy writes, this is all I could find as far as all of the domain names that this one guy has purchased.
And is this the guy that runs DonandMikeFans.com?
Cyber Squatter John Stevens
right.
has purchased all of the above names that I just gave you.
That's all I could find. I'm sure there's more. Lawsuits have been brought up to $100,000 fine. Lawsuits have brought up to a $100,000 fine per domain name against cyber squatters. In regards to the advertisements on his sites, on average, he gets 15% of anything that's bought when someone clicks on his site. So if someone buys $100 worth of condoms from one of the sites, by going through his site, he gets $15. The pop-up ads, which incidentally you get whenever you log on to the site.
Absolutely.
You get a pop-up ad.
Tons of them.
He gets paid every time the ad pops up. The rate is $3 per 1,000 views of the pop-up window. Therefore, if we can assume that 20% of your listeners go there once per month, and that's assuming 5 million listeners, that means he gets 1 million pop-ups a month. That equals out to $3,000 a month. Cut that in half. Assume that only 10% of your listeners go there. That's still $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
The reason he wouldn't put the nude photos up is that the pop-up company will not advertise on a site that has porn on it. That's why he had to do the DonAndMikeUncensored.com and why RJ owns it instead of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he kept taking the webcam from the beach house down anytime pornography came up on it.
Uh-huh.
Just thought you would like to know this. I am continuing to research this matter.
Hey, nice to put the spotlight on the guy. Nice to know that he's the cyber squatter that he is.
So there's someone out there who's got all that stuff. Jesus Christ. I mean, you don't leave us much room here. If we ever do want to get our own website.
I think we could get it.
I mean, I do know that.
I think we could get whatever we want, the way I understand the law.
I know a long time ago that Frida paid the $25 or whatever it was to buy...
Right.
DonGeronimo.com,
right.
But I wouldn't want that. I would want DonAndMike.com.
And, it'll be interesting to get more information as we go down the line. As I said, when I met this guy one time, I think this is the same person. I have no idea whether it is. You know, I knew right away that that things were not right just by his attitude. He did not strike me as anybody that was doing this because he was a fan of the show, so I became suspicious back then.
Well, not only does he have all the Don and Mike stuff, I mean, with the .com and the .org, and he's got all of yours,
right.
Your name under the com, the org, the net. You know, he's also got Dennis and Tom and Mr. 40 and Homo Joe. And,
right.
You know, that's part of the reason that we are just not thrilled with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now, hold on, I need the intro for the celebrity who's on the line.
Oh.
While you get that intro, let me take a call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
My name is Matt. I work at Network Solutions, the people who sold those domain names. They run the registrar for that.
Yeah.
There are ways of you guys getting it back.
Great. Hold on a second. Love to hear it. Hold on. Let me find the celeb. Where's our celeb? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Rock. That's
Hi.
Tim.
Hi. Thank you. Rob, you got it right. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, real quick. I just wanted to say I'm complaining about you guys going on live in Baltimore because I'm a salesman in D.C., and I live in Baltimore, so I listen to you guys twice a day, and it just upsets me a little bit. I only get you that once.
Well, I'm sure you're not exactly in the majority with that.
You're in the minority there. Thank you, though, my friend.
I'll get over it. Thanks.
Hold on. Let me see if this is the TV star. Hey, is this the TV star?
Hi.
Oh, let me play her in, everybody.
This is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
Excuse me, we wanted to chat with her yesterday, very briefly. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Listen, here's...
I miss you guys.
Long time no chat.
I really think we should talk every week.
I agree.
All right, well...
You know, just about what goes on in their lives. Just a weekly check-in.
We're on vacation next week.
What?
We're on vacation next week.
Yeah, we're coming out to stay at your place.
Good times. All right.
I know it is. I love this lady.
You know, there's... I mean...
I'm buying a new house.
Oh, yeah,
you'll have your own room.
She doesn't even...
She doesn't, she doesn't know about my thing?
No, she doesn't.
What?
Oh,
what?
Oh, boy.
What?
You know, we haven't talked in a long time,
what?
Leah.
What?
I'm separating from my wife.
Are you lying to me?
No, this is not April Fool's or anything. This is legit. We haven't talked in a long time. A lot has gone on.
Why?
What?
Why?
Well, that's a long story that I probably can't talk about on the radio.
But you're talking about it on the air. Obviously, you can talk about it here.
Well, I can say that we love each other very much, and we have some issues, and we're trying to work them out.
Oh, you are trying to work them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the ways of working them out is doing this, and I'm not happy about it. Yeah. Leah, I know.
Okay, now you're joking, so now I'm not going to talk about
it. No, Leah.
What?
Listen, I swear to Christ he's not joking.
Okay.
I mean, that's not
what this discussion is about today.
No,
okay, just, but still,
you're a friend. You're a friend, and I, you know, I'll send you an email.
You should also know, and this is more real news, Rob and his wife are expecting another baby.
That's true.
Another one.
Yeah, absolutely.
True.
Congratulations.
Baby Adolf is due in October.
Adolf?
Adolf has selected the name. And
that's sweet.
Isn't it?
And Buzz has now officially joined AARP.
That's right. Yeah.
What's that?
The American Association of Retired Persons.
He's up there anymore?
No, he's here. He's still here. He still has the card. He just got his card.
And Buzz has and Buzz has also moved into an assisted living facility.
Now,
that's sweet.
It's nice.
Things are going on. Oh my God!
So, but no, the thing about Mike and Rob is true. The thing about Buzz is only half true.
Okay.
Here's why we were calling you.
What?
We watched the boxing show the other night. The Fox boxing show?
Yeah.
Now, seriously, if it was you against that bitch we don't like from Everybody Loves Raymond, Patricia Heaton, if it was you and her in a fight in a boxing match.
We had a discussion about this. We were talking about all the celebrities that would participate. We were speculating on the bouts, on the matches, and it came up, when your name came up, it's like, well, who would Leah go up against? And how about the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond, since they're
I tell you, though, she's been so sweet to me recently. We were going through, you know, how we do our negotiations
stuff
like that. She offered me some very good advice.
Okay, but take that out of it.
She spent many hours talking to me, and she's been very sweet to me, so I would never go into a ring with her, but I really want to have at the Tonya Harding.
But no.
I wanted to kick her ass.
But really?
I was biting my own hand going, Paula! I mean, did you notice when Paula, kind of got her a little bit?
Yeah.
She kind of rocked Tonya a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got scared, and I was so disappointed in her. Not that I like her, because I'd like to kick her ass, too. But I wanted to have back both of them. And Angela was like, would you do this? Would you fight? Kick their asses.
But hypothetically.
See, we were talking just as a hypothetical.
I understand you are friends with the lady from Everybody Loves Raymond. We're not, but we know the King of Queens is on the same night, and you got to play nice. So
yeah, we were talking strictly in a hypothetical.
Hypothetically.
And now I'm beginning to think maybe I was wrong.
Hypothetically, who do you think, if you two girls strapped on the gloves, who would win a boxing match? That's the only question.
I don't know. I can never talk about fighting somebody that I like.
Even
as a kid, remember you used to go with your friends, hey, let's play fight.
Let's say she did something to you then. I mean, she hasn't. We don't like her, but you do. But let's say she did something to you.
Yeah.
If she did
hypothetically do something, honestly, I don't believe, even though I'm short, that there's any woman that can kick my ass.
You were right, Don.
Thank you.
You were right. I was wrong.
I
was wrong.
My money was on you, Leah.
Leah, let me explain, okay?
Oh, wait. You had money against me?
Yeah.
Now, Mike thought
wow.
that
I was arguing big time that you would not win.
Oh, I can see why the separation now.
Now, wait a minute. Hear me out here, please.
Okay.
This is important, all right? I had said that with Leah's tough exterior and with her, you know, the role she plays on TV, and she's kind of a tough lady. She comes across as such, you know. But I said underneath all of that, if it came down to actually getting in a ring, I felt that there was a degree of femininity, a ladylikeness that you would not, when it came right down to it, you would not be somebody who would get in there and start throwing blood.
And I said I knew if it came down.
And Don said he thought I was full of crap.
If it came down to it, you'd kick her ass.
And I thought you were,
Mike, you prefaced it by saying...
I said you were a delicate flower.
If she did something to me...
Right.
Right.
That was really bad.
Yeah. Well, because that's the only way that we could motivate you to actually say...
Yeah, because I wouldn't break a nail over this ridiculousness.
What I said, Leah, was you were my delicate flower.
Well, now, listen...
You're playing a half out.
Turning it around.
Now you're going to force me to play this card.
Oh, yeah, really had to work hard on that.
Oh, go ahead, Don.
No.
Why, there's more?
Because you said that she's your delicate flower.
But I said that on the air yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Leah, are you aware of the fact that we rate women on the show?
That you are what?
That we rate women as if they were pieces of meat.
We have a list of women that we rate on the show.
And we assigned them a number between 1 and 10 on how attractive they are.
I have a defense of this, too. I remember what the defense is.
So what did Mike give me?
Mike gave you on a scale of 1 to 10 a 5.3. Let me tell you that among the...
I am speechless.
I have an explanation. Wait a minute. I have an explanation.
Among the
women, what did you give me?
Leah, a very generous 6.7.
What? These are very low scores.
Wait, let me tell you why. Can I defend myself, please?
Wait. First, let me get all the data that I need.
All right. Who did
you give a 10 to?
Okay. There was only one 10, and it was given by me, and I gave it to Elizabeth Hurley.
We're going to get a wow. I know we're going to get a wow.
I'm sorry. She's hot. Mike's highest.
Great.
Mike's highest score was a 9.8 that he gave.
They gave Elizabeth Hurley a 10, and they gave me a 5.3.
No.
Wait, not they.
No. Don gave Elizabeth Hurley a 10, but I gave you a 6.7.
And a 6.7. Don gave me a 6.7, but Mike who is newly separated from his wife, is giving me a 5.3.
Mike gave Heidi Klum a 9.8.
Now, we've got three people that are very, very type A here, and I want to get my point across, all right? Now, give directly under Leah, give the names of the women that are directly under Leah.
On your list?
On my list, right now, before I get killed here.
Directly below her.
Yes.
Tara Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Who's Tara Reid?
Did you hear Michelle Pfeiffer?
Meg Ryan and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Meg Ryan?
Underneath you.
First of all, Meg Ryan. How are we even in the same category?
I don't understand.
Conversely,
I'm confused and I'm defending myself and I'm scared.
Conversely, I will tell you directly under you on my list, I have Kate Hudson. Jerry Ryan, Cameron Diaz, and Julia Roberts.
Okay, that's not bad.
Well, now what's wrong with Michelle Pfeiffer being underneath you?
Oh, well, Michelle Pfeiffer is the only one that's flattering even to be in the same term. But who's Tara Reid?
She's a young POA who was in American Pie, I think.
One who was with Carson Daly?
Are you kidding
me?
She's underneath you, not above you.
She's directly, she has a 5.2, and Mike gave you a 5.3.
You said that already. There's no need to repeat that.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I owe you now.
Now,
I'll tell you now, it also will go directly above with both of us. Directly above you, Mike gives you a 5.3. Directly above you with a 5.5 is Gwen Stefani.
All right.
Now, I have you at a 6.7.
Okay.
Directly above you at a 6.8.
Yeah.
Is Tyra Banks.
That's unfair. That's unfair.
Why is that unfair?
Why don't you give her both?
These are Amazon models. These are, freaks of nature.
Models.
They eat whatever they want. They don't gain any weight. They're in perfection.
Right, Leah.
Leah, can I explain?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
All right, here's the deal.
Yeah.
When we had the list the first time around, I believe both Don and I ranked you number one on our list.
We did.
And then what happened?
And what happened was, because of peer group pressure and because of our listeners' pressure, I was getting, all this pressure about ranking, people with my heart. And
your listeners told you that I was ugly.
No. That's not how it went down, but it just happened. I was defending myself.
I don't think I'm the best looking girl, but I think my personality should make up for my lack of looks.
But you should know. That's why I rated you above Michelle Pfeiffer.
But you should know that.
So you've already taken that into consideration.
No.
Thank you, dear.
No.
Thank you.
I rated you above Michelle Pfeiffer strictly on looks.
But Mike, the rating has nothing to do with personality, and we had
it
to.
It doesn't, and that's what I said.
And we had to take your personality out of it.
But doesn't somebody's personality make them more attractive?
No,
I think that you definitely need to take that into consideration.
We had to take that out of this.
Because we don't
personality.
We do that for you men all the time.
On our list this time around, personality was not factored in, and I still rated you above Michelle Pfeiffer. And
that is very flattering. You were generous in that area.
Well, but there are lots of other women that are ranked lower than Leah on my list. Come on. He has the list and I don't. Give me the list for a second. Let me defend.
All right, hold on. You sold me out.
Let me have the list and defend myself.
Below Tara Reid, Michelle Pfeiffer, Meg Ryan, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kristen Davis, Jewel, Ashley Judd, Jerry Ryan, Mandy Moore, and Lori Du.
Okay.
Cool.
She's on Fox News Channel. That's your bottom 50. Okay. Right. Leah is number 40 on your list.
But these are not.
Leah's number 28 on my list.
Wow. Well, okay.
Below you on my list, we have Alyssa Milano, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Kim Cattrall, Faith Hill, Tara Reid, Jewel, Kelly Ripa, Cindy Crawford, Christina Aguilera, Renee Zellweger, Ashley Judd, Nicole Kidman, Courtney Cox, Jessica Simpson, Toni Braxton, Stacey Keibler, Kristen Davis, Julia Roberts, Mandy Moore, Meg Ryan, Cameron Diaz.
Wow. That's not bad.
Well, mine's not bad either.
It's not great.
Hey, do you know who, I went first, though.
Do you know who we rated as the ugliest woman, though?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. It's one of the Sex and the City girls.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
No.
Cynthia Nixon.
You know.
Oh, she's not ugly. What's wrong with you two?
Rob thinks she looks like Dave Foley. You know, the guy from News Radio, the guy from the Kids in the Hall?
Does not.
Leah,
what?
Can I say maybe I wasn't thinking clearly that day?
No, I mean, you guys judge people on their looks, and that's fine.
Would you like to give Leah our top five?
No, obviously women get much more allowances for, you know, men who are not in perfect shape. Yeah, balding, you know, but we, you know, we give a little bit more allowances. Okay, that's right, small penises. We don't judge.
He's a good man.
He's a good father. He's got a good sense of humor. And you guys get away with murder.
All right.
You guys get away with murder.
Here's our top five. Would you like to hear our top fives?
I would.
All right.
Here's the top five, ladies. I'm in the makeup room, by the way, with a bunch of women.
This is my top five. Me, Don.
All right. These are the top five, ladies.
This is Don's top five list.
Don's top five list.
Number five, Jennifer Garner.
Yep.
You know that group.
Oh, my God. His top five. The first one is Jennifer Garner from Alias. Okay, go ahead.
Number four. Anna, I'd eat the corn out of...
Don't curse. We're live on the air, you schmuck. Go ahead.
Number four, Anna, I would eat the corn out of her... Kovia. Anna Kournikova.
Oh, Anna Kournikova, who's in the new...
Number three.
Yeah.
Number three, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Oh, okay, yeah.
Number two, Britney.
Britney Spears.
And number one, Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley. The ladies are not in agreement.
Would you like to
Let's hear your list.
All right, there we go.
Here's Mike's list. Number five, Shakira.
Shakira. Go ahead.
Number four, Halle Berry.
Actually, she's pretty. Okay, we all agree with that. Okay,
there
go ahead.
Thank you, ladies.
Number four, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, we agree with that. Yes, good.
Very good.
Number three, Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, we all agree. Yes. Go ahead.
Number two, Brooke Burke.
Brooke Burke.
I'm going to get
a little too much. She's married to a surgeon. That's unfair.
Okay. Yeah, you might be right about that.
She's married to a plastic surgeon. Unfair. Unfair.
I've gotten a lot of crap. Okay.
And Mike's number one, Heidi Klum.
Who?
The supermodel, Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum. Supermodel.
Yeah, the ladies agree with me.
I think Giselle is prettier.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
We picked Giselle over that one.
So what you're saying is the ladies would agree that my top five were better than Don's top five.
Would you agree that this top five was better? He wants to know. Much better, yes.
You know what,
this is radio. One of the makeup artists here is nodding.
I rated you higher.
This is a deal, honey. You have to speak up. Okay, nodding doesn't get heard over the airwaves.
You know what? I rated you higher.
What?
I rated you higher than he does, and this is how you thank me. I rated you over a share higher than he did. I rated you...
But his list is better.
See? Oh. There you go. Your strategy...
Jennifer Gardner? I mean, Gardner, whatever. Wow. Gardner as your top one, the first...
Your strategy has backfired.
She doesn't even have a... Yeah, that's right, Karina. Karina says she doesn't even have a body on her.
I'm sorry that you're threatened by the young star of the Sunday night ABC
you're saying
hit
five
show.
Women are gorgeous, threatened by Jennifer Gardner. We're not threatened by her. She's cute. I wouldn't say she's top five.
Hey,
I wouldn't even put myself in the top five.
Hey, can I ask you? Can I ask you about a new lady that's on your show?
Yeah.
Because this the lady that what's her name? She was on Mad TV and now is she a regular.
Oh, Nicole Sullivan.
I think really, I seriously do believe that she is the funniest comic person that I've seen since Gilda Radner. I think she is that funny, and please pass that along to her. I think she's.
Well,
you got
to talk to her the next time she's here.
I mean, she must be.
Tell her that.
Is she fun? Tell me she's a nice person because she seems like she'd be
the
a lot
nicest.
Of fun. Okay, good,
the
good.
Nicest.
She's very.
Yeah, I should say the nicest. She's very real, and that's what we all love about.
I'd like to see you two together on that because I think you two both are two of the funniest
thank you.
Ladies.
We're on the phone. Hey, go ahead.
What about your friend Rosie O'Donnell coming out and announcing that she's a fag?
Like nobody knew? I mean...
yeah, I know, but it was a big show on TV last night.
I know, but it's like, was that shocking to anybody?
Do you consider her brave for doing that?
Absolutely.
Oh, please.
That's a hard thing. What do you mean, please? That's a very hard thing to say.
Honey,
it's the Hollywood line.
Honey, she's got four.
Yeah.
She's got 4 weeks left on the air. You know what?
But she's not coming back?
No, she's quitting her show.
Okay, but as a homosexual or as a lesbian in this business, you wonder, is my next job going to be, you know, affected by this statement? So I think it was pretty gutsy of her to do that.
Gutsy would have been 3 years ago.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm serious. Gutsy would have been 3 years
ago. It could affect her job.
Well,
she probably had 50 people telling her, Rosie, that's just not the smartest thing to do right now.
Does this mean that Kevin James is now going to be coming out?
What?
I'm just kidding.
No,
what'd
really.
You say?
I said, does this mean Kevin James will not be coming out of the closet?
No, hey, that's his business.
We all know that the fag on Leah's show is Spence.
Oh, absolutely. Patton Oswalt.
He's not gay.
I know he's not. He's
oh,
funny.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. No.
You better tell him that. He's going to be mad. He's huge fans of yours.
No, I actually talked to Patton for
wouldn't be offended. Actually, I take that back because it's not offensive.
No, but Patton is actually the... we had some nice chance, Pat.
No, I'm going to tell him he said that.
All right, tell him.
Talk to him.
She will.
All right. Talk to him, you'd be able to talk about that.
All right, honey, we got to go. Let's make a date to chat when we get back from vacation.
Okay, have
fun.
Can
we do that? Okay, we will.
All right, love you guys.
All right, much love.
Okay, baby.
You're the greatest.
Bye-bye. I'm not talking to you, Mike. Just for a good time.
Okay, I'm hurting, baby.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to call your wife on the other line. I'm sure we'll have things to talk about.
Bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God. There she is, TV star Leah Remini, everybody.
Leah Remini is right over here.
There she is, Leah Remini.
So your little strategy backfired, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It didn't really. Because she'll remember that. She will remember that for a year. She will not be on this show 3 years. You're right, Rob. She will not be on this show where she doesn't remember that.
Yeah, she doesn't forget.
She doesn't at all.
She's like an elephant in that regard. She's like her friend Rosie O'Donnell.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. Oh, we've not gotten to the Rosie tapes yet. We'll do that directly. Stand by, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right, let's talk some Rosie here.
The whole world's gone gay.
Right.
Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
I just got an instant message from Johnny.
Johnny.
Up at WNEW. You know, we've got the Monkees picks on ESPN.com, CBS Sportsline.
Wow.
In the WJFK pool, in the WYSP pool, and in the WNEW pool.
Very good.
The stats are in for last night's games in the WNEW pool. The Monkey is in 14th out of 17 people.
Mm, wow.
14th place out of 17. However, on the CBS Sportsline pool that we're in,
right?
The Monkey's in 5th place.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And you know that the further along we go,
mm-hmm.
the better the Monkey's picks get, in my opinion.
Absolutely. All right, now, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
Let me see which tape is which here, Rob. I got the...
That's Rosie's response.
This is Rosie. Okay. So, I guess we're going to start with
St. Rosie's Saving the Unsavable.
Oh, yeah, she's of a course, lot of herself.
Yes. There you go. Rosie O'Donnell last night on Primetime Live. Incidentally, she's gay.
Really?
Yes, that's breaking news. I'm sure Buzz, I've just ruined your news show today.
I have to start over.
But that is the headline. Rosie O'Donnell is gay.
It raises a number of questions.
Yeah.
With so many children hoping for adoption, is Florida right to block parents just because they're gay? And how are we going to get families for America's most vulnerable children?
You have to really want to save a child who others have deemed unsavable. And for the state of Florida to tell anyone who's willing,
capable,
able to do that, that they're unworthy, is wrong.
But a lot of people might say, look, it's Florida. Doesn't a state have a right to say, this is how we're going to define adoption in our state?
Well, there are 3,412, was the last time I looked, children in Florida, TPR. What does that mean? Termination of parental rights. Children who are legally free for adoption. Most of those children have brown or black skin. Most of those children are boys. Nobody wants them.
Including you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then they show her kids.
Yeah.
Right.
And her kids all look like Cody and Kathy Gifford's kids. I mean, you know, they look like Kathy Lee's kids. Cody.
Toeheads.
Cody and Cassidy.
Right.
All right, here she is now saying, I am the gay parent.
Ah.
And she's going to talk about Parker. And, you know, I wish she wouldn't do this. I wish you wouldn't drag the kids into this.
Yeah.
You know, keep the
right.
Keep the kids' faces off TV. Keep the kids' thoughts off
can't
TV.
Help it. Can't help it. She can't do it. She can't discipline herself.
There she is.
I don't think America knows what a gay parent looks like. I am the gay parent. America has watched me parent my children on TV for 6 years. They know what kind of parent I am. So when you think of gay parenting, you don't have an image to hold on to.
Stop it right there. America knows what kind of parent. I don't know what kind of parent you are.
Of course you don't.
How the hell does anybody know what kind of parent you are? You think because you have a television show that we know what kind of parent you are? What a bunch of crap.
That's exactly the same point as I was making to the guy when I was talking about Frieda earlier, and the guy called in. You know, we do a comedy show here.
Right.
You really have no way of knowing what's really going on in my marriage. I mean, Mike's been pretty open about what's going on in his life, but even that
is put with
a comedic slant.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I just can't believe that she sounds like she's sincere. America knows what kind of parent I'm.
There I think
you
America knows what a gay parent looks like. I am the gay parent. America has watched me parent my children on TV for 6 years. They know what kind of parent I am. So when you think of gay parenting, you don't have an image to hold on to. I would be that image because I am a gay parent.
And so I walk back in and Parker goes, what do you got there?
Right.
I said, the baby. And he goes, oh, great, a new one.
You're going to tell your...
So right there, that was the clip that they showed to show that that she's a great parent.
Yeah, and I mean, God, I mean, what, self-described? Is that the way it is?
Yes.
I mean, I got news for you. When you're a parent, you do the best job you can. But, I mean, if you're walking around saying, I'm the greatest parent in the world, that's a problem.
There you go.
Kids about this interview?
Well, they know, like, when we drive up Columbus Avenue and they see, like, the rainbow flags, Parker always goes, look, Mom, gay person lives there. And I go, that's right. He goes, they're everywhere. You know, he tells his friends when his friends come over. I heard him talking, playing Lego one day. He goes, you got two moms? Parker goes, yeah. Isn't that weird? And the kid goes, yeah. He goes, why? He goes, gay. Ever hear of it? Like, to him, it's just part of his,
Parker ask?
Well, he has always known. This has always been his life, and this is, he's always known. People have said that to me. Are you out to your children? I want to laugh. I go, what do you mean by that? You know?
Yes, you've been out to your children, just not been out to the housefrouws who watch your show for 6 years.
Exactly, right.
And that's the whole point about it.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of the gay community is a little concerned with.
So he understands that there are different types of people, that he grew in another lady's tummy, that God looked inside and saw there was a mix-up, and that God brought him to me, and I'm the kind of mommy that falls in love with another mommy, and that's why he has two mommies.
Wow.
I laughed when I heard it last night, and I laugh now. I am the kind of mommy who falls in love with other mommies.
With other mommies.
Wow.
Interesting. This is interesting. But I heard it for the first time.
He understands. In our house, All questions are permitted. God looked inside and saw there was a mix-up, and that God brought him to me. And I'm the kind of mommy that falls in love with another mommy, and that's why he has two mommies.
And you know, mix-up, it sounds like she had a little like Larry King there.
There's a mix-up. There's a mix-up, and there you go. I'm the kind of mommy who falls in love with other mommies.
It sounds funny.
God looked inside and saw there was a mix-up, and that God brought him to me. And I'm the kind of mommy that falls in love with another mommy, and that's why he has two mommies.
Pardon
he understands. In our house, all questions are permitted, excuse, and answers are always given.
Excuse our juvenile
they
laughing, but I can't help it either. It's new.
Me, and I will
it's
tell
new.
Them the truth. Always. Half the problem in my childhood, I could never say it. It's horrible that my mom is dead, and it's horrible that everyone in school teases me about it, and it's horrible that we don't have nice clothes like everyone else, and it's horrible that I don't have teeth that have cavities and I have dirty hair, and all the things were horrible when I was a kid, and the even more horrible part
is I wasn't allowed.
So to me, you're allowed to say anything you feel, anytime you feel it, as long as you have respect for each person.
Oh, God.
All right, so now we move on.
All right, so I'm getting a picture of what this is. This is the Rosie O'Donnell
now,
promotional piece.
How will Middle America
right
care about her gayness?
Yes. Very good.
Will Middle America care about her gayness?
Middle American audience, will mouths drop open? Do they care? Do they know?
Do you think your audience knows?
I don't really know. I don't really think, you know, I don't think about that.
Liar. No, you know that. You know the dumb house frows in Wisconsin, up until they went to the National Enquirer a year ago, they thought that you were just a big fat load who diddled yourself while you watched Top Gun. They didn't know that you're gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What is Middle America? When did Middle America really get the label as, you know, the only thing is, like if you cross into Ohio you come out of Colorado, and yeah. then that's the only time you can see gay people?
The official border is Wisconsin.
Oh.
I know this. It goes Wisconsin.
Right.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Right.
And parts of Minnesota. Right there. That's
it's
your middle
too
America.
Funny, though. It's like there are no gay people there. They're there.
You know, there are many, many housewives out there who watch the show and who love me. And, you know, people had said to me, well, you don't
want
to do this.
Right there. Right there. Call her on this BS. I'm sorry.
Who love me.
This is a woman that doesn't have perspective. This is the problem I have. The gayness, take that completely out of the equation. These are people who love me.
Because what if they stop watching? I said, I have more faith in them than that.
No,
I really do.
How about like the show?
Listen, hold on. No, you don't have faith in them that they will keep watching. Because if you had faith in them that they would keep watching, you would have said this 3 years ago. You wouldn't have said this when you have 4 weeks left in your show.
And really, when you want to express it, you say, somebody likes my show.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's said, okay? They love me. They love me. I mean, that is a weird perspective.
Yeah. I think if they felt as though it was a lie, if they felt like I was pretending to be who I am on the show, they would turn away. But I haven't lied to them yet. This is another element that I hadn't shown them, but it was never a lie.
Okay, that's a fun, that's a roundabout way of saying that you're lying.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, what is lying? Define lying. I mean, is it withholding the truth? Is it not being completely sincere when you're talking about professing your love for a man?
I sure do know that I've been caught in that. Well, not with the gay thing, but I've been caught with my wife when I said, I didn't lie to you.
I just withheld information.
Yeah, she said, yes, you did. And I would say, no. I just didn't tell you.
Right, exact. Doesn't count.
You know, right, no.
Same thing.
No, you don't get a pass on that one.
But you did wait.
I wanted to make sure until I was in a committed long-term relationship. I've been in one for about 4 years. A person I'm going to spend my life with. I wanted to make sure that...
They want to take odds on that one, too?
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure that I was near the end of my contract and that I was willing to sign off the air and get all the money from my show, and then I would announce it. It has nothing to do with her lay.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
I was ready to handle whatever it is that comes with this, and I wanted there to be a reason. And the Lofton case, this young boy, Bert, 10 years old, being threatened to take away from the only family he's known, that's a good reason for me.
Oh, no, that's BS. That's BS. Here we go. Aspects of her show.
Okay.
Rosie, talking about aspects of her show. How about the cooking segments and junks?
Filled with the passions everyone knows about.
You're so cute, Rita. You look adorable.
Handicrafts.
Going steady. Going steady. Going steady.
That's her singing with Hillary Clinton.
Going steady. Going
shoe tunes.
I don't know where people keep getting these ideas, but...
And your famous crushes like Tom Cruise.
Ah, now.
Interesting.
Now, what about Tom Cruise?
Fiction?
What about Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise? Now, what was that about?
Well, Tom knows Kelly very well. Yeah. And, you know, we've had dinner with him and his wife and Nicole and now with Penelope. And he's a very good friend of mine. And he's, you know, we go to dinner, all of us together. And, you know, my love for him has never been, I never once said I want him naked in the bed doing the nasty. I want him to mow my lawn and get me a lemonade. He makes my palms sweat. He makes my heart beat. And I adore him, gay, straight, or somewhere in between. He is the perfect man that ever walked the face of the earth, if you ask me. But, you know, and I've said that, too, and some gay rights people or gay activists have said, oh, you're trying to make people think that you're straight by saying that Tom Cruise thing. As if gay people cannot appreciate the aesthetic beauty of somebody of the other gender.
Well, you know, I have to say one thing. Cheryl the Big Dyke has shown an appreciation for the penis.
If there is anyone out there...
Not my penis, but she's shown an appreciation.
If there is anyone out there, and I can't imagine why any housefrau would do this, but there must be a housefrau out there somewhere listening to us who has a tape of Rosie O'Donnell when she was going on about Tom Cruise.
Right.
I would pay $100 for that tape.
Yeah, you...
To play the tape for you, to let you hear that she is not saying... Oh, I want him to come to my house and cut my grass and drink lemonade.
No.
She is giving you the thought, the vibe, that she is so hot for him that she doesn't know what she can do.
Yeah, that's the way I interpreted it.
That her genitals are...
For Thomas. They're swelled anyway.
For Thomas Cruise.
Thomas Cruise.
That is so untrue. He's absolutely the most handsome, make-me-blotch man I've ever met in my life. That doesn't mean that that's my sexuality or that I'm going to end up marrying him or would want to. You know, I've said to myself many times, I don't like him in an adult, sexual, carnal way.
What? I would like to hear one tape of her.
Yeah, I'd like to hear
on her show saying I don't like him in an adult, sexual, carnal way.
She's obviously very defensive about this, and she's obviously gotten the heat about this from the gay activists. And it's just an interesting way that she seems to be doing a bit of spinning here.
I enjoyed my favorite part of the whole 2 hours last night is when she says he makes me blotch.
He makes me blotch.
Tell me that's not a disgusting creature. Miss O'Donnell, time to blotch.
I like him like Davy Jones. I used to put his poster on my wall and kiss it goodnight before I went to bed. That's Tom Cruise for me.
But please say 43%
of
Americans.
You know what I'm thinking here? You know, what about, why not come out and say you're bi then? Right. I mean, if you're not a little bit bi,
here we go now.
Why would you blotch?
Should I like this again, Mike? After she says I am the gay parent, now she's going to say the gay parent is me.
My Lord, if somebody came to me now and said, oh, Parker, you know, he's foster kid and the parents' rights are terminated, but we're going to take him now because you're gay, my world would collapse. So doing a case like this makes perfect sense for me, just to bring attention, to say to everyone, I know it's not what you're used to thinking about. I know it makes people uncomfortable, the gay thing, but the parents that they're talking about who are not good enough, it's me. It's me.
It's her. See, even though she's allegedly talking about this case in Florida, it all gets back to her.
It does.
She is the gay parent.
Yeah.
She is, you know, please, shut up. Shut up. Go feast on some yeast. Back to Rosie. Do gays raise kids? Okay, here's the I'm gay story. This is good. Is this the one she's driving in the car?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I remember driving my car when I got my permit, and I was alone, and I was like, I totally think I'm gay. Like, I said it out loud in the car. I remember thinking, you know, wow, that's, you know, it like just like that, it hit me.
How does Kelly feel about your talking to her?
She's a very private person, you know. She thinks it's a a good thing to do on the whole. But she's like, I hope they don't expect me to do like the Anne Heche interviews. I'm not going to be. I said, no, they don't expect that. You know, she's a very intelligent, proper Southern woman. And, you know, this was never what she thought her life would be.
All right. Now, I'm going to have to skip around here. What they call Rosie More Mama. Let me see. She says, I hope my kids are straight. Boy, that's like a 3-minute cut. Do you wonder about your kids' sexuality? Do you hope they're straight? Oh, here we go. Let's go to Parker talking about how he wants a daddy.
Mm.
You know, hey, real healthy, incidentally, to go on TV and discuss all this about your kids.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
You know, Parker's not going to be too effed up by this.
There's a social stigma.
Right, and it is difficult. I'm not going to say that it's not. I mean, when you're in fourth grade, you want to be not noticed. You want everyone, you know, you don't want your mom and dad to pick you up wearing the golf pants. You don't want their radio blasting. You know, you're an embarrassment to them no matter what you are when the child is in fourth grade. I do think the kids will get teased and, you know, in some capacity, that's very sad. And eventually, I think that it will stop, but it will only stop when we see the grown children of gay parents. My children are very happy children.
Would it break your heart if he said, I want a mommy and a daddy?
No, and he has said that.
Yeah?
Of course he has. He's a 6-year-old boy. He says, I want to have a daddy. I said, I can imagine. That would be great. And would it be easier for them if I were married to a man? It probably would. But as I said to my son Parker, if you were to have a daddy, you wouldn't have me as a mommy, because I'm the kind of mommy who wants another mommy. This is the way mommy got born.
What is that? You know, you're trying to be sensitive, but I tell you, man, that
I'm the kind of mommy who wants another mommy.
That just makes me laugh out loud about that.
I mean,
maybe it's because Rosie's saying it.
Yeah. I'm the kind of mommy who wants another mommy.
You know, the whole thing, man, who cares? Honest to God.
All right.
2 hours.
Oh, and then finally, let me just go to the part about President Bush.
Okay.
Is this where she, number 20, is it, she invites him to the house?
Oh, good.
Yeah, because Bush doesn't have enough to do right now.
No, he's fine.
He should go down to Florida to look at Rosie and her gal pal.
No, I think there are plenty of other gay parents that would be better role models.
President Bush has said, I believe children ought to be adopted in families with a woman and a man who are married.
Well, he's wrong. President Bush is wrong about that. He's really wrong. If he'd like, he and his wife are invited to come spend a weekend at my house with my children. And I'm sure his mind would change.
What do you say to your kids about religion and prejudice against homosexuals?
She goes Broadway and Anne Rice here.
Let me hear that.
She's going to quote both Broadway and Anne Rice. When she's asked about...
you just can't seem to keep some of these sounds from going
religion,
on the radio.
I said, they make mommy feel like I'm somehow not good enough because the way my heart loves isn't the way they think is right. But Blondie, I'm a brownie. I can't change that. That's how I got made. So he gets it. We're very religious, very spiritual family, very God-oriented. I have a firm and full belief in God and always have. There's a line in Les Mis. My soul belongs to God, I know. I made that bargain long ago. He gave me hope when hope was gone. He gave me strength to carry on.
Lay those.
What's your prayer for them?
That they'll move through life with the grace and dignity that only comes from having once been cherished. That's an Anne Rice quote. My job.
Okay, so
interview with a vampire, Tom Cruise. Hey, connection?
Mm-hmm.
6 degrees of separation.
There you go.
That line out of Les Mis, incidentally, is when Jean Valjean is let go by the bishop.
Oh, really?
That's why he says that in the song. Thank you very much. That's my little gay communication.
Do you hope your kids are straight?
Do you hope your kids are straight?
Yes, I do. I think life is easier if you're straight. I hope that they are genuinely whatever they are. That if they're gay, they know they're gay and they live a happy life. But if I were to pick, would I rather have my children have to go through the struggles of being gay in America or being heterosexual? I would say heterosexual. Although I think if I could take a pill to make myself straight, I wouldn't do it because I am who
you're
I am. And
mommy who loves mommies.
I'm very happy, you know. But it's a lot easier to be heterosexual than it is to be gay.
But yeah. Park...
Yeah, you're so brave.
Yeah.
I mean, is she saying anything anybody doesn't know?
No.
Right.
Absolutely. I just...
There's something. She's had something you don't know.
There you go.
I knew I'm that. A mommy who likes mommies, who loves mommies.
Hey,
who loves mommy, other mommies. I'm a mommy who loves another mommy. Not mommies, plural. I hope not.
And the other healthy way to explain something to a kid is, I bet it would be nice to have a father, but then you couldn't have me. Okay, Mom.
Yeah.
I'll bring you another mommy.
Okay. So there you go.
So there it is.
Rosie O'Donnell. Very brave she is.
Yeah.
So, the bravest woman in the world. President Bush, please take time away from the lives that are on the line in Afghanistan. Please, this weekend, go down to Florida and ride with Rosie on her jet ski.
Yes, right.
Go see what a great parent she is.
I can imagine what that would be like, too, if it was a whole weekend. Can you imagine that? Yeah, the only thing you'd hear George Bush say was, somebody didn't flush.
Go down there and see what it's like when you have a mommy who loves another mommy. Parker, I'm a mommy who loves another mommy.
Hi, Rosie.
Okay,
looks like that jet ski's leaking oil. not oil?
There she is. Okay.
There it is.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
The big story.
Sorry, we ruined your news today, Buzz.
Well, I'll try big tail.
Got a break? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
On the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
Bay Beach got a great ass. Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, I think as we mentioned earlier in the show, we're going to be on vacation next week, and I think we'll be back the week after.
Very good.
We're not taking 2 weeks off. It's like a week and 2 days. I do know I was going through the book with Lisa before the show. Lots of good stuff coming up.
Yeah, well, your head shavings in there.
No!
Yeah.
I don't want that in there.
Your head shavings in there.
But I don't make those decisions.
I think the maybe having sex with pumpkins is in there.
Oh, that's a lovely episode.
And I know one episode that we get lots of requests for and we've never redone is when we called the phone sex girl and played the Frankenstein tapes to her.
That is fantastic. I'm so glad we picked that one. That's a real good one.
There's some good stuff coming up next week on Best Of. Let's do a Friday favorite right here and right now. The Buzz had the story on the news the other day about James Gandolfini.
Right.
How you doing?
What's happening?
There he is.
Hi, Tony.
Well, what are you doing? You called me back, getting to come by here and, talk about all the yes going on in the world. What am I here for?
Well, actually, we asked you to come because
James... That's a nice tie. I like that tie.
Thank you. James Gandolfini is in the news.
James Gandolfini. I don't like... Why? Every time... Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I have to be really, really honest with you.
All right, Tony.
Every time I come on the show, you always say you want to talk to James. I come on every other show. They want to talk to Tony Soprano. You always insist on bringing the fag, James Gandolfini, in here because now he's got problems. They're not my problems. My marriage is secure.
But now, Buzz, in the story, didn't it say that part of the divorce petitions from James Gandolfini's wife said he was living a lifestyle similar to Tony Soprano?
That's what some of his friends have said about him.
They're not his friends. Let me first of all tell you this. I want to explain something about friends, okay? Right. You get friends who talk about, hanging out with the chicks and stuff like that. Right. They ain't no friends. The kind of friends that I got, friends of ours, if you know what I'm talking about, they don't talk. They don't got loose lips.
Oh.
What they talk about is all the good stuff, like he's a good guy. But if a little of me has rubbed off on the James Gandolfini, I don't have a problem with that. That's all right. Doesn't bother me at all.
Speaking of which,
in the least.
There's one thing I did want to discuss with
you. Yeah, go ahead. Talk.
That concerns Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey,
I know you, and I know I got an eye on you, and you and I are not. Our business is incomplete.
You don't know me.
Do you read Dear Abby?
I can't read, Don.
But was it Anne?
I am incapable of reading.
Thank God.
I do not know how to read.
Was it Ann Landers or Dear Abby?
Dear Abby.
I do not read.
That wasn't me.
I pick up the paper, I look at the pictures. I can read scores.
It's a good thing.
Like, I can read what the Knicks did. I can read what the Rangers did.
It's a good thing.
What? Why?
Because, well, there was a story that reminded me of Buzz and the way he feels about your son, AJ, that was in the
Ann Landers column.
What?
There was a guy who wrote a letter to, which one of them?
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby. Mm-hmm. And said that he had thoughts about...
I've been giving a lot of thought about Buzz.
A boy about AJ's age.
I've been thinking about Buzz.
And she turned him into the cops.
Well, you know, I've been thinking, you know, I know the whole story about that. And I've been giving some... I've been giving some thought to Buzz.
Yeah?
You know,
yeah.
That's why he's done these kind of behaviors.
Well, you know, he's got the AJ screensaver.
No.
From the episode where AJ was coming out of your pool.
Never any such thing.
Yeah, he's got the screensaver, which is, if you don't mind, I'm having my sandwich. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just, you want a meatball sub?
No. Please.
You want a little meatball hero?
Help yourself.
I gave some thought. Yeah, this hero's dry. Very dry. I've been thinking a lot about Buzz and why he has a screensaver. With AJ.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
He's a fag.
No, it's
not. I think that's the whole reason. You got the, you like boys, and that's all right. You know?
That's not true.
It's not all right when it's my son. It's not all right when it's my son who I've raised. Who you come in there, you walk in there, and you put little pictures of him to see his nipples on your screensaver. That makes me sick to my stomach.
No, actually,
but I will fix your wagon. It might not come today. It might not come tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, fag.
No.
It's going to come down the road when you ain't going to be looking for it, okay? That's the way we do
this. We still going fishing?
Yeah, we could go fishing.
The person
we could go on the lake.
The person we wanted to talk to really today was...
Well, thank God, the Atlantic.
Was James. Is James around?
No, why always James with you?
Because he's in the
news. What's with you?
He's in the news. He's getting a divorce.
All right, hold on a second. I'll get him. Oh, you want me to bring him right now?
Yeah, please, bring him right
now. Jimmy! Yo! Jimmy, I talked to Don and Mike.
Now, we are speaking to the character of Tony Soprano. Now you're going to speak to the actor.
Here he comes sashaying into the room. Grab the microphone. Sit down, James. Jimmy.
Plays Tony Soprano.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Good to hear your voice again.
How come the Sopranos are not going to be on until September, man?
You know, I don't understand. It causes me a great deal of pain. We've tried to get episodes in the can and trying to get them on the air as soon as we can. But unfortunately, you know, with the shooting schedules and the complexity of some of the plot lines and the characters, we haven't really had a chance to, you know, to get the shows on that we want to get on. So it's very, very frustrating. It's very personally frustrating because I know my fans love me and I don't want to disappoint them. I don't like to disappoint anybody.
Well, you disappointed your wife.
Yeah, well, that's a personal matter that I'm really not.
It was in the newspapers. We'd like to find out what happened.
It's just the
two people. I know if you don't tell me.
Yeah.
Tony will.
Well, no, the thing is, you know, people have, after being together for a while, have differing opinions of life in general, and it's a sad, tragic situation that I really wish was different.
I'll tell you how I read it. I read it that...
How do you read it?
She, well, what I read in the newspaper was that she married you,
Robert.
Well,
excuse me, I have to speak to my assistant for a minute.
Yeah.
Robert, would you get me a glass of water?
Of course.
That she, yeah. She married you right before the show went on the air, when you were, like, coming up the ladder.
Well, I was a working actor.
And then all of a sudden, you become a big star. Look at this now. You got a guy, a valet pouring you water.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Let me just have a little quick sip.
You you become a major star, and you start acting like Tony Soprano.
Thank you.
What is that now?
Thank you, Robert.
Is he wiping you?
He wiped my lips.
Wow.
As he's often wont to do. Thank you, Robert. And get my coat when the interview's concluded.
Anyway, you start whoring around like Tony Soprano does.
Don, I don't think really that this is the forum where I'm going to choose to discuss those things. I think that's really it would be inappropriate and uncalled for and a little insensitive for me to discuss my marital situation.
I'm going to have to ask Tony back.
I'd love to sit here with you if
Tony. Hey Tony, I know you're in there. Come back here. Hey Tony.
That's pretty fancy. Hey, short pants, go sit over there. He's such a liar, this guy. Too much, this guy.
All right, well, tell me about it. What's going on with him?
He's bagging everything that walks.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. He gets the Russian chicks just like I do. He gets the Russian chicks. He brings them out down to the hotels. He just comes out. It makes me laugh so much. I don't want to talk about the sensitive things. Yeah, let me tell you right now what he's doing. You know what he's doing?
Right.
He's going out. He's bagging strippers, whores, escorts, everything that walks. He's
got it in there. He knows he's got his worm. He can't keep his worm in the ground. That's the problem with him right now. He's always walking around. He's such a disguise. This guy, he's a big movie star now. He thinks he can go out and he bangs anything. They walk up, hey, man, look at the guy. He looks just like me. Of course he's going to grab any ass he can get his hands around. He does that. Man, what a pussy. Why don't you come out and talk about it? Come on.
Let me just see if I can maybe act as a part psychiatrist here. You realize...
You talk about what you want. So I say,
you realize, Tony, that you are, in fact...
Like Dr. Melfi.
All right. You, in fact, are James Gandolfini.
Huh?
And James Gandolfini is, in fact, you. I mean, there's only one person...
No. Hold on.
There is only one person in the room with me when you come on the show.
That's not true.
Well, then call him in right now.
I can't.
Why?
Well, I could.
No, you can't because it's you.
No, it's not.
You have some kind of psychological disorder.
No, it's not.
You're an actor who plays a role on television.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Now, don't you get mad at me.
I'm going to get angry with you in a second. Right? We're having a conversation. Now it's kind of heavy.
Now,
you hear how quiet it is?
Yes.
I can't even finish my meatball hero. You're saying we're one of the same?
You,
me, and Jim?
Yeah.
Are Tony, the same guy?
Tony.
That is such crap.
Tony, you're lying. You and Jim are the same. I bet Jim knows it.
That's not true. That's not true. I swear to God, it's not true. You're going to lie to you, die, you take you to the grave.
All right, bring Jim
take
back.
To the grave. Hey.
Bring Jim back. I bet Jim knows it.
I bet he knows.
Come on in here, James. There we go.
It's not like the door is opening or anything. You hear a door?
It's the same guy.
Hi, Don. He's really pathetic. He doesn't understand the distinction between me and him, and I do. I understand completely that my transformation allows me to be Tony Soprano, and that in real life I'm not a gangster, and I'm not someone who associates with criminals, and he's unable to make the distinction between us, and that's what makes him a fine character. That's why I enjoy the role so much.
Would you call him stupid because he does not understand the fact that it's really you?
I would say that my character of Tony Soprano is extremely stupid. That is why he does what he does. I think a man of greater intellectual depth would not stoop to such things as murder for hire and extortion and working in concrete.
So you, Jim...
Yes, Tom.
With all of your faults, much as we all have...
I had plenty of faults.
You realize the fact that you're just playing a role.
Well, and I'm a man of larger carriage, but I would tell you that I also do not eat as much as he does. He's constantly...
Hold on.
His basic needs are constantly to feed his sexual desires, his food desires, emotional desires.
Well, you are him, though.
Yes, I understand
but I must draw the line. When he eats, you eat.
My friend, let me make it clear. I must draw the line between myself and Tony. Otherwise, I would simply lose my mind and maybe even my consciousness. I eat lots of salad.
bring Tony back.
Hold on just a second. Tony?
No, what's that? The door ain't going to open. It's the same guy.
Too much this guy.
No door.
Too much this guy. He's such a fag. I can't believe I'm listening to this. This is such crap. I eat a lot. He eats a lot. Look at his body. He's just like me.
He is you.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
At least he realizes it.
Make me cry. Hey, come on. I'll take you out. I'm the Stugatz. You talk to me too much. You get the same fish and trapeze
plate. I'm on fish and
trapeze. You know what? Bait.
You know, here's what you do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get out your wallet right now.
Okay.
And take out your driver's license.
All right.
And tell me what the name says on the driver's license. Because the name's got to say James Gandolfini, because it's James Gandolfini, the actor.
Just a second.
This will be good.
Because it won't say Tony Soprano.
I had to use the delay. What did they make me do that for? This isn't my license. Whose wallet do I have in my back pocket?
You said the S word.
I did no such thing.
Yes, you did.
This is unbelievable. What crap is this? This is not my license. Who took my wallet? I had a lot of cash.
What does it say?
This is James Gandolfini.
Right.
Jesus, this is not the way it's supposed to work.
Look at the credit cards. Look at the credit cards.
James Gandolfini, James Gandolfini. This is driving me. That's trying to get me. Oh, man, I got to sit down.
Yeah,
oh, you know, I had a moment like you earlier this week. I took a fall this week.
Oh, Jesus.
He's like,
what am I supposed to do? I'm at the end of a panic attack. I'm at the end of my line right now. This is I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
I better ask Jim to come.
Everything I say has got James Gandolfini. I'm Tony Soprano. What's this going on with that? Jesus Christ.
Jim.
You want Jim?
Jim.
Hold on a second.
Jim.
Hi.
Boy, that was quite an epiphany for him, wasn't it?
Your wallet's out.
There it is. He's been pawing through it again, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I can tell. You know why?
How?
Look at these business cards with the grease stains on them.
Yes.
Tomato sauce on my license and tomato sauce on my credit card.
But you put the tomato sauce on.
I did no such thing.
You are, you know what, you're as bad as him. You are Tony Soprano.
I am in no way Tony Soprano. I am James Gandolfini, and I'm an accomplished actor, and I'm tired of the role of Tony Soprano. If I could, I'd get out from under, but I realize that I have an obligation to my fans and to home box office.
All right.
That's the way it works.
We have to break.
Robert, another drink, please.
When we come back, I would like to get this worked out. I mean, I know we're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Right,
877.
I love your show, incidentally, and I'm very happy to listen to you on WNEW. Thank you, Robert.
You know what?
Just a sip of water, if I may.
We're in Philly now. Lots of mobsters in Philly.
Thank you.
Philly's a big mobster.
Thank you, Robert.
you really let him wipe your mouth.
That's all right. I appreciate that. Robert's my personal assistant. He's been with me for a number of years.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636.
Might I say hello to Philadelphia?
And we have a returning champ, so we need a challenger.
Not only do I act, but I'm a fine singer and a good dancer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I know you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice that you're really in love with me. Thank you. It's a little ditty from Harry Connick that I memorized. Thank you so much. And may I say greetings to the city of brotherly love. This is James Gandolfini, accomplished actor, and saying, please tune into The Sopranos when we come on in the fall.
All right, we will be back with Jim and Tony, who are, in fact, hello, the same person.
I'm not real sure about that.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray from last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Name That Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is flip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean the verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right,
right.
Right
on.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing? All right, you guys rock. That's for Tim. How's it going, Don?
You know, call you D.
Yeah, you know, our program director in Philadelphia is a...
Tim Sabian, I don't know him.
He is a, much like myself, a wannabe mafia type.
Yeah, Tim and I go back. Yeah, he's all right. He's you know, he's a friend of mine, not a friend of ours. You know, he's all right. He's a good guy. You know, he ran into a little trouble a while back. We straightened it out. Now he's throwing a line. He's a good guy. Tim, hey, how you doing?
He like me. He likes wearing the shiny suits like you guys wear.
That's okay. That's all right. You know, nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm
big oversized SUV.
Sometimes I'm casual. Sometimes I wear the golf shirt with the waistband. You know what I mean? That's the way it works. I understand he's got a bad ticket.
Yeah,
he put a lot of stress on his head.
He has high blood pressure.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, that's right. You know how he got to be elevated in the ranks?
How?
He had me talk to a couple of people he worked with. Oh. And, you know, one day he's like a DJ, and then, you know, the next day he's like head honcho tie-wearing guy making the big dollars. That's all right. I don't mind that. Forget about it.
All right, let's play. Who's going to be here for this party?
I talked to James during the break, and I will be hosting...
low budget Jeopardy today. He will come in at the end of the game to talk to the contestants.
All right, well,
and he will also be available for you if you ever deign to call him in.
You know what? I've given it lots of thought. Don't tell him this.
Yeah.
I think I like you better.
There you go, D. All right.
All right, D. Let's play low budget Jeopardy.
All right. This is low budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our challenger from Elk Grove, California. Let's say hi to a fireman, Kenny Storm.
Tony.
Hey, Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Elk.
And now entering the studio is a returning champion. He is from Seattle, Washington. His name is David Levine.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Elk.
David, listen, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life, huh?
Changed my life immensely, guys. It's been great.
That's good news.
Been great. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I thought you might have had something funny happen to you, but I guess you didn't come up with anything.
No. Nothing funny.
Nice effort. Now under the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Please make welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
And Dave and Kenny. I thought so we could answer the formal question. Live with my mom wearing clip on tie suit. I miss a guy. Call me Alex. Just play the influence. I always call him Tony Soprano. What are you doing, Tony?
I got a killer booger.
Oh, no.
Don't eat it.
Here. Here are your categories.
I'm going to wipe it on the chair. I'm going to wipe it on Cakes' chair.
Wouldn't be the first.
All right.
Here's your categories, guys. And they are.
What's under that seat?
Letter mania.
I hate letters.
Letter mania.
I don't like letters at all.
Or perhaps it's letter mania.
I think I know where you're going.
Sing me a song.
I will if you'd like me to.
Celebrity bra sizes.
Now we're talking. All right, cans.
New on DVD home. The all.
I got state of the art in my house in Jersey. I got everything you need.
And states and capitals.
Boom.
Okay, here they are one more time, guys. Letter mania, or is it letter mania?
Mania. Yeah, all right.
Sing me a song.
Sing this.
Celebrity bra sizes.
Follow me.
New on DVD home for the all states and capitals. And Kenny, you're the challenger.
Good luck, boys.
Kenny, we'll start with you.
States and capitals for one.
Of course. Here you go. It is the capital of the great state of Georgia.
What is Atlanta?
You're right. On the board with $1. Way to go, Kenny. Go again. It's time for you to select another thing there.
Please. States and capitals for two.
For two is the question.
Ohio.
What is Columbus?
Right again. I bet you hate smart guys like this.
I hate you, Tony. Yeah, the big fake. Yeah, okay, Mr. Brainiac. Okay, straight A's.
States and capitals for three.
It is the capital of the great state of Tennessee.
That little crink in your armor.
Got
there.
A Chinaman in your armor.
Hey, David, your chance to steal.
What is Knoxville?
No, come on, David.
You got a Chinaman in your armor, too.
Come on.
No, it's Nashville.
Hey, Kenny. Kenny, you're in control.
New on DVD for one.
You see, it's not correct to say chink in your armor.
That's bad stuff. You got to be political correctal.
I'm a Chinaman in your armor.
Correctal.
Wait, which did you want?
New on DVD.
Ah, okay. Stars Denzel Washington.
I have no clue.
Hey, David, chance to steal.
What is training day?
Training day, there you
$1.
Go.
$1. David's on the board.
Thank you.
On the board. Go again, come on.
New on DVD for two.
Stars Drew Barrymore.
What is riding cars with boys?
$2. Right. She is a POA. She's a piece of ass.
No, she stinks.
Oh, I like her that way. I like stinky the better.
Your
all right,
pussy
David.
Smells all right, Tony. Garbage.
Hey, Pete Johnson.
Did you hear that?
Your pussy smells like garbage.
Right back at you, pal.
All right, what is new on DVD for three?
All right, stars Gene Hackman.
What is The Heist?
That guy's pretty good at his video.
$3 for you. Way to go, David. Select the kind of the category.
Okay, what is, let's do Letter Mania for one.
Yes, you got me. It's Letter Mania.
Don?
Yes.
Oh. I just thought I'd duck in for a second. Is there a way that I could participate in at least one category?
Like, how about on the Sing Me a Song category?
All right, okay. You want Tony back?
I'm afraid I like Tony better than you, Jim. He's more fun than you.
All right, I'll...
Maybe you could work on making yourself more fun when you come back for the Sing Me a Song category.
All right, then. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey, the mouth. The mouth on that guy. I'm back here. Lettermania. Go for it.
Okay. Lettermania. A number of years, Dave Letterman has been doing his a late night talk show.
What is 18?
18.
Oh, hey, Kenny, a chance to steal.
What is 21?
No.
20 years.
20 years.
20 years.
20 long years. Years. All right, David, you're in control.
Lettermania for 2.
His new annual salary by re-upping with CBS.
What is 20 million?
No. Hey, Kenny, a chance to steal.
What is 15 million?
No, wrong.
You ready for this? $31 million a year.
Oh, my Stugatz. Man, that's some serious paper. Man, oh, man, don't spend it all in one place, skinny boy. Hey, David, you're in control.
All right, Tony, Lettermania for 3.
Stugatz.
Stugatz.
His current age.
What is 50?
No, Kenny, a chance to steal.
What is 53?
No.
Letterman's 54.
54. Uh-huh. He's get up in the years. All right, go again, David.
All right, Tony, I'm going to give you a chance to sing me a song for 1.
Sing me a song.
Come on, Tony.
Time for Jim.
Goodbye, everyone. I'll be back shortly.
This is the musical category?
Yes, it is.
I'm looking forward to this. Thank you.
It's James Gandolfini with us now.
That's great. Can I sing some of the songs?
Perhaps after the...
That'll be quite a challenge.
After the guys on the phone.
David, would you like the category for 1?
Yes.
Very good.
All right, sing me a song. Fight for your right.
Who are the Beastie Boys?
No, dumbass. Sing me a song.
Kenny, it's your chance to sing right now, your chance to steal, and I'm classically trained.
Sing me a song for 2.
Guys.
Sorry.
All right, for instance.
You want them to actually, you'll mention the
sing
song.
Sing me a song.
Like the song is Fight for Your Right to Party.
So you would say, what is?
You've got to fight for your right.
Sorry, fellas.
To party.
That's right.
Thank you.
Sing me a song.
Sing me a song for 2.
Very good, David.
Okay. Walk this way.
She told me to walk this way. Talk this way.
That
what
was
is
not in the form of a question.
Getting your chance to steal.
Sing me a song. Wait, I'm a DA.
Yeah,
that's true.
Take, how much money does Kenny have?
Kenny has $3.
Take all 3 away.
All right, that knocks you down to 0 for not paying attention.
That's the second time in a row.
David, you're in control.
Sing me a song for 3.
Mambo number 5.
What is 1, 2, 3, and 4? Come on, Rob.
Kenny, it's your chance to
Rob
steal.
Come on, Rob.
Kenny, your chance to steal.
I don't know it either.
You don't know it either.
Do you know it, Jim?
What is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Oh.
Uncle June is a big whore.
No, it's that one that is a little bit of Monica.
In my life, a little bit of
Erica.
In my life, a little Andy Rice. In my life.
Yes, that's
very good. And David, you're in control.
And Tony.
Yeah.
I want Tony back, please.
You want Tony back? Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Bye, Dan.
It's about every time. They didn't know the Mambo number 5. That's a big song. We played that in about a thing.
A lot of things.
Yeah, a little bit of Monica in my life.
All right, David. Select again, man.
All right, we'll go celebrity bra sizes for 1.
Yeah, my category.
All right, the last category of the big board. I'll tell you the celebrity, and please tell me her bra size. Tia Leone.
What is 34C?
Right on.
$1. No tees for her.
Oh, she's pretty. You ever see the movie The Family Man?
She got big cans.
Nicolas Cage. Not big, but nice.
Nice jugs.
Pretty teats.
Nice full jugs.
Yeah.
Nice giant milks.
I got a question for Buzz.
Milkshake machines. Hey, I'm doing my breast humor here, okay, David? All right, go ahead, ask your question.
Hey, Buzz, can I have your assistance in this category?
No. I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to help.
No. Okay.
All right, David, select
who
again.
Who asked that?
You're on your own.
That was David.
Take away $2.
That's down, you're down to $5, David.
Okay, celebrity bra sizes for 2.
Rene Russo.
What is 34D?
Wow, man, oh man, I'd like to see them. Hey, Kenny, your chance to steal.
What is 32C?
No.
Rene Russo, 34B.
Oh, man.
No.
I'd like to touch those. I'd like to touch them with my mouth. All right, David, you're in control.
All right, celebrity bra size for three.
Touch them with my mouth.
Do you like to taste them?
I'd like to taste how they are.
Celebrity bra for three. And the last question on the big board. Jane Kaczmarek.
What is 36C?
That is the mom on Malcolm in the Middle.
Hey, Kenny, you don't have no money now because you took it away. It's your chance to steal, see if you can get it with the breasts.
What is 36B?
36B?
Yes. Way to go. Kenny pulls his fat out of the fire. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Incidentally, our funny answer was 38 long.
38 long. You mean like stretched?
Yeah.
That's what it's
36B.
All right.
So here we go to the final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Low Budget Jeopardy.
Who's got what here, Tony?
David has $5, and Kenny finishes with $3 so far.
And I think, isn't Tony, Tony, you're leaving now. James
I'm
is
leaving,
coming back.
Mr. Gandolfini would come and talk about the prizes.
Okay. So while we're making that switch, let me tell you guys, we physically force you both to bet it all now in final Low Budget Jeopardy, and here is your category, Sneaker Mania. And here it is. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question.
Oh, touche.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Donald.
This brand of sneakers, made famous by Walter Payton in the 1980s, is staging a comeback, being worn on stage by Fred Durst, Enrique Iglesias, and Linkin Park. It's a brand of sneakers made famous by Walter Payton in the 80s.
Excellent category.
They're being worn now by Fred Durst, Enrique Iglesias, and Linkin Park.
Wonderful.
Don't forget to answer in the form of a question and a good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on. What am I doing? That's wrong. Stop.
Stop it, please.
Stop there.
What do you think?
There you go.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Tony's Tees. Huh. It's his delightful collection of used wife beater T-shirts. All of Tony's Tees are show-worn, and they're always, if you notice on the show, Tony's always in his tank top. He eats in it, he sleeps in it, he bangs chicks in it, and he even whacks people in it. And they have all the stains you want. Tony's Tees, get them today or he'll put you through the wall. Thank you. Tony was going to read that originally, but we made a last-minute switch there.
Got you. I liked your read on that, Jim.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.
Jimbo.
It's
game time now on JFK with cash
for you and me. Call me James. It's time for Don and Mike to play
the budget jeopardy. Well, I just call you Jay.
Jay is fine.
All right, Jimmy, bring Tony back in, please.
All right, silly kidder. Tease Tony.
Oh, man.
He wanted to kiss you or something.
Oh, no.
Was he gay?
Who do I want to go to first here, Tony?
Kenny is the guy with less money. You want to go over to him?
All right, Kenny.
Yes, okay.
Sneaker Mania. It's a brand of sneakers made famous by Walter Payton in the 80s, now being worn by Fred Durst, Enrique Iglesias, and Linkin Park.
What is Converse?
Converse. No.
That knocked you down to zero.
No. Dave, you're the big winner if you have the right answer.
What is Puma?
Puma. No,
you both lose. Bummer, they both lost.
Pony. Anybody remember the pony sneakers?
Yeah, I like pony. I used to wear ponies.
Ponies, yeah.
I used to wear ponies with a sweatsuit.
Ponies.
Yeah, I like the ponies. They're good. You like ponies?
I love ponies.
I like pony beers. You ever drink the little ponies?
Yeah.
The ones with a big wide mouth?
I've had those.
I had a little Miller Lite?
I've had those.
I like ponies, too.
Hey, they don't get any cash. Now, listen, it's the type of game that Alan Linewand will love.
That's right, the general manager. Cheap guy.
Because we're not giving away any money today.
What a drag.
Dave. Goodbye. Kenny, goodbye. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away, fellas. Here now is
Tony. Who's reading the gifts?
I will be reading the gifts.
Tony
Soprano to tell you what you want. Tony.
All right, hold on a second. All right, you both win a WWF prize pack. Don't miss the spectacle of WWF WrestleMania live on pay-per-view. Sunday, March 17th at 8 p.m. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order only on pay-per-view. But wait,
there's more.
You have won a box of Lucky Charm cereal. General Mills wishes you a very happy St. Patrick's Day.
Way to go, guys.
Thanks for playing the game. I got all jumpy there.
Thank you, Dave and Kenny. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
And thank you for listening. And Tony, it's always, T, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, and we're looking forward to whenever The Sopranos comes on, I guess sometime around Labor Day.
Hey, enjoy your vacation.
Thank you, we will.
All right, go get laid.
And what about Jim? Is Jim around?
I can bring him back in if you want.
Hey,
yeah, want to say goodbye to you, little girl?
Bring Jim.
Don, I hope you have a very nice time. Thank you very much for having us.
Okay.
We had a wonderful time.
Sorry about your marriage.
That's quite all right. I'll work it out. I really want to say, please watch The Sopranos. It'll support me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Always remember, never forget, Jim and Tony, that a whole bunch of Jeopardy's a production of
Glorod Incorporated and is distributed by King World. This
damn. You get back in here.
I killed him.
Oh.
Check out my hairy bandit.
Wow.
Man, very always conflicted.
Gandolfini, very conflicted.
Very strange. He really does think he's Tony most of the time.
One guy.
Very weird.
One guy, he never leaves. He just sits there.
I don't understand them.
When we come back, oh, here you go. The return of, you're talking Macho Man. Charlie Stossel coming back on the show.
Uh-oh, watch out.
To pick movies.
Watch out.
Hey, you want to talk about it? This is going to be a battle. A battle that you haven't seen since Danny Bonaduce and Greg Brady.
But they'll be using their brains.
Today it's Charlie Stossel versus Slow Joe Ardinger.
Whoa!
As they review and comment on the new movies, that's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Here we go.
Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
Time to talk movies with a Chuck Stossel. The news we had today on the show. Howdy, Charlie. Been
hey, guys.
Christ, how long since you've been on the show?
Been about 4 weeks now.
Yeah,
wow. Has it been that long?
Yeah,
because we're in New York, Don having his tumor, all sorts of things going on.
Puma.
And by the way, you look great for somebody who was in surgery, like, 3 days ago. You look good.
Just yesterday was in surgery. Yesterday had a major brain tumor, grape-sized tumor taken out of my head. Baltimore, March 25th, a week from Monday. That's when we go live.
Tell your friends.
On WJFK. Thank you to everyone who has called the station in Baltimore to get him to run the show live starting at 11 a.m. on Monday, March 25th. And now,
the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Starting Monday, March 25th, we'll be
live.
Thank you,
live.
Absolutely.
Live.
100%.
Live.
And joining us to debate movies this week is out of the closet.
Yeah.
Like Rosie O'Donnell?
No.
Yes. Homo.
There's Joe. Only one Homo Joe, and it's not me.
Homo, slow Homo Joe.
Joe, stepping up for my 15 minutes of defamation.
Super Homo Joe Ardinger will be arguing movies this weekend with Charlie Stossel. How many new ones, Charlie?
We'll talk three, maybe four.
All right, three, maybe four. All right.
Resident Evil, first one.
Based on a video game?
Yes, very popular video game.
A pretty killer video game.
Is that the one with Mila Jovovich?
Yeah.
Right.
Which is the redeeming factor of this movie. Mila Jovovich, if you might remember, was in The Fifth Element, wore basically a bandage wrapped around her top.
Right.
The whole movie.
Oh, the chick with red hair? Yes.
That's okay. Mila Jovovich.
I think she looks like Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
I don't think there's something, believe it or not, that's weird about her.
She is a weird chick from what I understand.
Right.
She's been a little odd most of her life, but stunning to watch her in a dress. Almost nothing of a dress.
Right.
Kicking ass. Great movie. In this particular film, the only remnants to the video game are the Hive, where everything takes place in this bioengineering lab, and the Halite computer, which kills off a bunch of workers working on a particular project. When they start coming back to life as zombies, that's when the SWAT team goes in to try to take them all out, led by Mila.
Mila Jovovich.
Mila.
Is it Jovovich?
Jovovich.
Jovovich.
Yes. Well, I know this name. She is joined by Michelle Rodriguez, who was in Girl Fight, probably what she is best known for, and a few other bit characters. George Romero, this is something cool. George Romero, who did Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead, he is the one that did all of the prosthetics for the zombies walking around. So there's not a lot of digital stuff, a lot of makeup actually done in this. Not bad. Not bad. Okay. I've seen a heck of a lot worse with these type of movies. Tomb Raider was worse than this.
Okay.
But, you know, Mila Jovovich kicking ass. Can't get better.
It's a pretty good video game. It's a video game that I'm looking forward to seeing turned into a movie. How many dolls do you give it?
Two and a half, almost three.
Almost three dolls.
Just for Mila.
All right, let's go to the gay side of the room. And
he hates it. See, the more you hate it, the more it's going to be.
I know.
Homo Joe Arthur.
I could use some sunglasses. I'm catching a hell of a glare off of Charlie's head.
Oh wow.
I think you could bring Marsh in here for a laser eye surgery. After listening to the spokesperson for the bald,
I want to
talk about Mila Jovovich in a dress, I was just tempted to ask, how much do you like dresses, Charlie?
Oh.
What color was the dress?
On her, red.
So I take it you disagree with Charlie about this movie?
Anything based on a video game generally turns out to be pretty weak, just like Tomb Raider was.
All right, thank you, Joe.
That's the counterpoint. Very good.
Joe. Now, Charlie, from the hetero point of view, the next movie?
Showtime.
Robert De Niro.
De Niro.
Really, the more I think about it, the more I talk to my wife on the phone during the commercials, really the linchpin of the argument today.
Really?
Wow.
So you don't think you'll be seeing that movie this weekend?
If I see it, I'm going to be seeing it by myself.
Okay. It has parts. It's not that the whole movie is...
Parts is parts.
It's getting savaged. The first half of the movie is very funny. When you get Robert De Niro and Eddie Murphy together, it's towards the end, when they start fighting the big super criminal, that it kind of goes down. And it's the little things in this movie that are funny. License plates. The T.J. Hooker stuff with William Shatner, who plays himself in the movie, giving acting tips to Robert De Niro, because they all know that he's, you know, hey, I've been T.J. Hooker. I can show you how to do this. That's what's funny.
And the trailer I've seen is the one where Shatner says...
There's more than that.
This guy's the worst actor I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, jumping across the hood and falling. Right. Oh, hey, how was that, TJ? All that stuff. That's what's funny. Eddie Murphy playing this cop who wants to be an actor. How they get involved is he messes up a drug bust that Robert De Niro has been working on forever. Eddie Murphy shows up, screws the whole thing up. Robert De Niro is so pissed. Take Mr. Rothstein from Casino.
Okay.
Make him a cop, and that's what you've got in this movie.
So it's kind of a low-key De Niro.
Very focused, very angry Robert De Niro, but always wanting to do the right thing, Robert De Niro. He goes and he shoots a cameraman who was filming all of this. To avoid a lawsuit, they team these two guys up to be a reality cop show. Funny up until they start fighting the super criminal.
All right, so how many dolls?
Two.
Two dolls. Let's go to the gay part. Rosie O'Donnell came out. Joe Ardinger came out on the show today.
Joe, you're very brave.
Well, Joe and, you know, Don, how we homos know our fashion. I'd like to compliment Charlie on his buttless leather chaps that he's worn to the studio today. That, too, is very brave. When I saw this movie, I was directed to screen number 6 at AMC, and when I walked through the doors, lo and behold, there was Charlie's forehead that they were showing.
Anything with De Niro, and it's got to be 5.
I'll give it 5.
5!
A rave by Joe Ardinger.
5 from Joe with a red ass. Now, Charlie, the next movie.
Best movie of the week is a cartoon. Shocker.
There we go.
Okay, here we go.
You should like the cartoon.
Get ready, Joe.
Ice Age. Now,
I don't want to hear about this one. Yeah.
Ice Age. This is something that's very good for the business in that you're getting another animated product out there that's not from Disney and not from DreamWorks. 20th Century Fox has tried for so long to put quality animation, and they've just fallen flat on their ass every single time. But with this movie, it's very Shrek-like in its appearance. It's all computer-generated and computer-enhanced. This tells the story of a mastodon,
Hey, watch it.
A sloth, and a little baby, as well as a saber-toothed tiger, who go off on an adventure. Now, you've seen in the trailers and the commercials the little squirrel, who tries to bury his acorn.
Right.
That is the comic relief that has thrown out. He's in the movie 4 or 5 times, just trying to bury the acorn, sets off
Adelante. What does he say?
Very wily.
That's the sound that Charlie makes when he's trying to bury his acorn.
How did you know? So 4 or 5 times he shows up, but in this movie, you've got Ray Romano voicing the mastodon character. You have got
sometimes it's an acorn, sometimes it's referred to as a mushroom cap.
John Leguizamo voicing thanks. Sid the Sloth.
Thought I'd get one in. We haven't seen you in a while.
They find a baby. They're going to take the baby back to its herd when they're joined in by Dennis Leary's saber-toothed tiger character who wants to eat the baby and take it back to their lair. So it's the Wacky Adventures of
the Wants to eat the baby?
He wants to eat the baby.
Okay.
Wants to eat the baby.
How many dolls
Four.
Do you...
Four dolls. It's just great. It's fun for the whole family, Don.
No bias with Lake Wazamo being a fellow Puerto Rican?
No. None right. whatsoever. Oh, no, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, and now let's go to... Homo
well,
Joe now, Archer.
When my partner Jack and I went to saw the, went to see the movie.
Went to saw it.
Went to saw the movie. I want to just say that we enjoyed it, but I don't think we enjoyed it quite as much as Charlie did with his entourage of young boys.
Here we go.
No, you're going down a road that you shouldn't be going down.
Let's just face it, Charlie. With all those young boys around you, you want to give a better rating to the movie.
Joe doesn't know everything.
Did you have an extra movie, Charlie?
We could talk about Harrison's Flowers.
Andy McDowell.
Man,
When I saw this, seriously, I saw a trailer for it last
week.
I thought it was a TV movie until I saw the regular thing.
Don't even want to bring it up.
I hate Andy McDowell.
Feature film, though.
It is a feature film.
And la, 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 la.
I can't even name a movie that she's been in before.
Groundhog Day.
A long time ago.
She was in The Muse with Albert Brooks. Right. Right. She's been in a ton of movies.
Videotape. Right. Tarzan.
Michael? Wasn't she in Michael?
She was in Michael.
Yeah, right.
No. Yeah, Andy McDowell. You set the alarm. My Andy McDowell alarm.
Andy McDowell.
So much for Harrison's Flowers.
She's very boring.
In this movie, she tries to be that strong female go-get. You know, she's going to go out and get them.
She doesn't have it.
It was done in Proof of Life already.
Oh, really?
No one likes a strong female more than you, Charlie.
So, Charlie, your pick this weekend is
Ice Age. By far and away.
Homo Joe, your pick is
The De Niro Movie.
Duh. The name of it is?
I don't know. I forgot.
That's
Showtime. With Eddie Murphy.
All right.
There you go. Way to go.
Comic genius.
There you go.
Comic genius.
Who's the comic genius? Eddie Murphy or Joe Arden?
Joe.
Comic genius, Eddie Murphy.
Comic genius, Ed Murphy. All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Well, bye-bye.
There you go.
Thanks, Charlie.
Now, Charlie, let me ask you.
Yes.
Which do you prefer? Joe? Or the fellow who I've got on line number two who's waiting to talk to you.
Is it a surprise who's on line number
two? No.
It's like, let's make a deal.
It's no surprise. It's the guy who always wants to come in and argue with you.
It would be Robert.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Robert's fine.
So you would rather argue movies with Robert?
Robert is fine. I've missed the banter with Robert.
Robert? Yeah,
okay.
What up, fellas?
Hey, Robert.
Sick today, man. Sugar way up. All the movies suck.
The diabetes.
All right. Charlie sucks.
Robert, but Charlie just said he wants to do the movie thing with you.
Hey, I know that because I bring a bright light to the show. Hey, but I got one thing to say about Buzz and his commercials.
Yes.
Sounds like Cindy Adams and Joy Bishop, the banter between those two.
Oh, why, thank you.
Joe back
there. There is no higher praise. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Robert, I don't think you've ever said anything that
and funnier.
Oh, I listen to those two, and I just cringe, you know? Back to the 40s with the talking records.
All right, get out of here.
I go back. Bring Joe back in.
Bring Joe back.
You see, Buzz is doing a commercial now with his wife on the stage.
For laser eye surgery.
Right.
Cindy Adams and Joey Bishop.
Jesus Christ.
My God.
Hold on. Here's a call for you, Charlie Day.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Okay.
Hey, that little review bit by Charlie is a setup.
Why?
He read the whole thing out of the post-style section.
No,
word for word.
Not every word.
I don't think you saw the movie at all.
What?
Come on, Charlie, be honest.
Which one?
No. What's that? Showtime.
Training Day?
Showtime.
Showtime?
Did you see Showtime?
Absolutely. Yeah. About 6 weeks ago.
Come on, you know what? Said it word for word out of the post.
You hear that? He saw the movie 6 weeks ago, sir.
And I told Charlie anyway, I don't care if he's seen them or not. He works in the movie business. He knows more from seeing the trailers and from knowing what people in the business say.
But
hey,
saw
and that whole Puerto Rican thing is definitely a fluke. I've seen him in person.
That is absolutely true.
He is Puerto Rican.
Half Puerto Rican, absolutely. Right.
Puerto Rican with orange hair.
Orange hair.
Yeah, right. I'm looking at Carrot Top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Goodbye.
Wait, Don.
What?
Where's the next KKK meeting at?
Oh, God.
Rob?
That's Rob Spiewak.
No, that's Don's, but Don and Rob together.
Yeah, well, actually, Rob's only practicing, so Rob said you'll have to call him in the office.
But technically, Don would be the Grand Dragon, and Rob was,
the
Rob
Grand
would be,
Wizard.
You know,
yeah.
The Executioner, maybe.
Right, okay.
There you go.
See you later,
man. Thanks for stopping the show.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Peace out.
There we go. That's a nice air break. That's a nice way to end it.
This is the White Devil signing off. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Down, buddy.
What?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Let me see how long. What dimension do you wait?
Let me see how long I can stay on the air.
Who's choosing the
In a world where owning a
room. Hold on. Shut up a second.
Was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me and Cindy. He made it up.
It was Buzz. What, now what else?
Who's choosing the best of for next week?
The monkey who selected the basketball games.
Right.
Please, do not choose. Do not let him choose those, please. Those, I mean, he's picking the pumpkin contest.
Listen, if everything bothers you, why are you listening to the show?
Well, I'll be honest, man. I'm a big fan, you know, but...
Well, go F yourself if you're a big fan.
Now, how about I go F Frida?
Yeah, you know what? You are just a big pain in the ass.
No, but honestly,
and you're putting the brakes on this show.
Last day before vacation.
Why
sorry.
Why
do you goodbye, dumbass.
Don't do this. Goodbye.
Toodaloo ass.
Bye, ass.
Why are you doing
this?
Bye,
ass. You're an ass. And I'm not saying urine. I'm saying you're an ass.
Yeah, amen.
You're an ass.
God, what a pain in the ass.
Except the feet.
You're an ass.
Too much, this guy.
You're an ass.
Yeah.
You're an ass. If you don't like the show, don't listen, okay?
You accept the seat, Don.
Go away.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still a listener.
No, we can go somewhere. We can hang out.
I
want
to have
you.
A pleasant time next week when I'm listening to Best Of, and I don't want to hear crap from 2 months ago. I want to hear something from maybe 6 months to a year ago.
Well, then don't tune in, because the stuff that we play is recent.
Well, it sucks. Especially the pumpkin contest.
But then why'd you listen to it the first time?
And then, I didn't listen to the pumpkin contest. My radio
then, how do you, then, how, then how do you know it sucked?
Might be great.
How do I know? I turned out two different.
Don't answer a question with a question.
No, you
Einstein.
Said, I said to you.
I listened from what I heard it sucked and I turned it off.
Okay, well then listen. Just don't turn the radio on at all next week.
Oh, come on, you pussy. Don't be a baby.
I'm not being a baby.
You are a big baby, you know that?
This guy, you know what his goal is? To stay on the air as long as Don Trigger. Don, I am for you.
Say about Don,
take away.
You're an
take
ass.
Away what he wants the most.
Even Frida doesn't
take
want
take away what he wants the most.
Hey, let me, I got one thing to say to you, okay?
Seriously. All you do is sit on your fat ass and watch TV.
Listen to what I'm going to say to you right
listen
now.
Listen carefully, sir. Are you listening?
I'm at 10800 Main Street. You come down here and I swear to
God. Dumb you are.
No, let's hang up on him. Hang up on him.
There you go.
That went well.
Outstanding.
I think he wins.
I bet you a quarter he listens on Monday.
Oh, yes. Okay, Buzz, your lead story is...
Today, use the Hitler salute, go to jail.
Oh.
Hey, Rob.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
Wow.
Wow. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The word with Planet Crackpot.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right, let's go to the cubicle now with Buzz.
Come. Cuff their peaches. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
So far, the monkey today in the NCAA tournament is 2-1.
Hey, very good. The monkey's turning it around.
Monkey on a roll. Which is not something they serve at Hard Times Cafe, incidentally. Bringing you Buzz Burbank's new show, Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself over to Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog, or a half-pound char-grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com.
No monkey on a roll, though.
Your neighborhood location.
Not for lack of asking.
Here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Use the Hitler salute. Go to jail. In Santa Cruz this week, a community activist made the mistake of using the Nazi salute at a city council meeting.
The mayor had just told a woman that her speaking time had expired. That's when Robert Norse's arm shot into the air. When they asked him to leave, he refused, so they took him to jail. The mayor says he was just trying to keep the meeting moving. Norse says he was just exercising free speech.
Right.
He's now talking about suing the city for false arrest.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing that
governments...
Isn't this America after all?
That's what Rob wants to know. It's probably a good thing the government has decided that airport screeners should not be frisking members of the opposite sex, especially with the new technology that's now in play in Florida.
Maybe.
At Orlando International, they're using a new body scanner, an X-ray machine that allows a screener to see every outline of your body beneath your clothes. Every outline.
It's like Superman's X-ray vision.
Exactly.
Cool. Right. I want to be a security screener.
Airport officials were careful not to use a woman when they demonstrated the machine for reporters yesterday. The ACLU calls
it... little girl had knockers!
ACLU calling it a virtual strip search.
Oh, stop it.
Tremendous potential for embarrassment. It's also unhappy that the new bomb-sniffing machine can also sniff for 5 dozen kinds of drug residue.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, so what?
Let's
I know that upsets you, Buzz, but I want to be safe when I fly.
There goes the Florida vacation. Let's just picture for a moment President Bush talking seriously with U2 lead singer Bono.
Nice, Bush.
One of them was wearing dark blue sunglasses through the entire meeting.
Let me see. Probably not Bush.
But Bono was thinking shoes.
Bono or Bono? Make the
Bono.
Decision.
Bono.
Okay, you said Bono
at
the beginning.
I slept.
You said Bono on an airplane.
I'm human.
Okay.
I bleed. But Bono was thinking shoes. He said...
If you cut Buzz, does he not bleed?
Do I not? Don't you? Bono said he wants to be a pebble in the president's shoe, a pest, a squeaky wheel. And the president said he likes that. They were discussing AIDS and poverty in the world's still developing nations. He's met with leaders around the world about this.
Mrs. Bush.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
George Bush.
Bono says he gets access to world leaders because he's a rock star with sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
The president seemed to like the sunglasses, but Bono did not give his up. He says the last time he did that with the Pope, he never got the glasses back.
Hey, dude.
The poop.
Speaking of you two, a concert goer in Chicago is getting $2.6 million for slipping on some urine at a U2 concert. It was on the floor of a restroom at Chicago's Soldier Field.
I splattered.
The fan's leg was broken and, according to his lawsuit, disfigured. Catholics in Boston are getting a special supplement in their church papers this Sunday about sexual abuse by priests. And the supplement may raise eyebrows at the Vatican because it asks some of the same questions posed by Don and Mike earlier this week. Specifically, it asks...
How come all the boy touchers are Catholic priests?
It asks if there might be fewer scandals if priests didn't have to be celibate. You guys asked that. It asks whether the priesthood attracts a disproportionate share of gay men, which you guys also asked.
Yeah.
How does the Pope feel about that? He's right here. We have his holiness, John Paul. I didn't think we'd get one last visit from him, but you made that happen, Buzz.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Oh, he's praying right now.
Please. Please.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Allow my priests to enjoy the dark nether regions, the juicy pink area of a woman's privacy. And no more would they be forced to have altar boys.
There you go.
Using their appendages as candles. Light the candle of love. Please.
Kind of a free stream of consciousness prayer right now.
Please. Let my priests have poontang.
Hope it's not a very long day. Thank you, Your Holiness.
I have so many faggot priests here.
Drinking?
Poor Pope.
I've been arguing with Frida all
you too.
Day.
Uh-huh.
That woman is impossible. Anyone who could stay married to her for 20 years is a saint.
She won't light your candle of love?
If it was me, I'd cut her head off.
Oh, dear, Your Holiness.
But that's just me, the Pope.
That's right. That's the Pope speaking.
As if former NBA star Jason Williams didn't have enough trouble.
Hold on. We got a break.
Oh, let's do that.
I apologize. We will be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it.
Eat it.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Timer call 100.
877-365-36. 36.
I was 36.
Right.
Call 100. We got a call 100 from Philly. We have SmackDown tickets. As a matter of fact, we'll give SmackDown tickets to the first four callers from Philadelphia to go to the WWF with a live TV taping with The Rock, Stone Cold, Triple H, and many more. March 26th at First Union Center. First four callers from Philly get that. If you're not from Philly, you'll get the pay-per-view. Now, again, here is a buzz.
And finally, James Beal of Grand Rapids, Michigan, is going to jail for a year and a half, but he says if he had it to do all over, he wouldn't change a thing. He says he'd still throw buckets of feces at the folks who work at the local post office. The 62-year-old admits he tossed the contents of 3 5-gallon buckets at the workers. The buckets contained worms, parasites, and porcupine feces.
Yeah.
Quoting one victim, you felt like it was permeating your skin.
Ah.
Jim did this the day after he was fired for unsatisfactory work. He'd worked there less than a week for $7.70 an hour. His boss says he had a history of reacting badly to bad news. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Don't we all? Or is my bug a porcupine feces? we got to go. We're going to be on vacation for about a week. Be back sometime after next week. It's the following week.
Sometime before the 4th of July.
No, yes, I got it right here. Thursday, March 28th. That is the return date. We'll see you then. We go live in Baltimore on Monday, March 25th. That's good news.
Yeah. Very good.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the great calls today. And have a very safe holidays or weekend or vacation. It's a holiday for us.
Yes, yeah, it is. We'll be safe.
Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. And we will see you on Monday. We got a bunch of callers from Philly. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
I am caller 100.
Are you from Philly?
No, I'm from D.C., but I go to Philly every day.
All right, well, I'll give you tickets to WWE SmackDown. Hold on a second, please. Don and Mike, are you from Philly?
No, I'm from New Jersey, about 10 minutes from Philly.
You got it. You have the WWF SmackDown tickets. March 26th, First Union Center. Thank you. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
You from Philly?
I'm about an hour north of Philly in Pennsylvania.
You want to go?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
WWF SmackDown, March 26th at the First Union Center. Enjoy. Didn't mean to cut you off. Let me just get one more winner. Call 100. Hello.
I'm a caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Brent.
Where are you from, my friend?
D.C.
Here you go. You've won the WWF prize pack. And that's a WrestleMania Live on pay-per-view this Sunday, March 17th. 8 o'clock. Call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order. Only on pay per view.
All right.
Thank you,
mate. It's fantastic.
Thank you, my friend. That's it. We got to go. And good week of best of coming up next week. Please listen. And we will see you about... I think it's 8 shows from now.
Yeah.
Very good. 8 shows from now.
Wonderful.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. Toodaloo, ass.
Toodaloo, ass.
And Rob.
It has begun.
He's
you
kind.
All look very nice today.
He's
oh,
fine.
Kindness.
Listen he's finally kind. Throw your hat in the air, Rob, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Can I help him out of his car?
I like the other Rob better.
Have a great vacation. Goes double for you.
I like the other Rob better.
Right after you.
Toodaloo. Ass.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.